Listen to over 150 radio stations.
To act with a sense of urgency.
More money in your paycheck thanks to economic stimulus.
Every little bit counts.
Your heating bill, water bill, you can't pay that with $10.
No joke, an April Fool's Day computer worm.
The actual infection is much more widespread than almost anything we've ever seen.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. With the world economy wounded, 20 global leaders, including President Obama, try to chart a course to recovery at their London summit. And along with that, word of a breakthrough for the U.S. and Russia. Let's go live to London for the latest in CBS's Peter Mayer.
Right, Steve. Breaking news right now. President Obama's first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Medvedev is underway right now, and the two leaders have just announced they've reached a formal agreement to reopen stalled nuclear arms reduction talks. They want their advisors to report back on any progress by July.
The presence of these deadly weapons, their proliferation, the possibility of them finding their way into the hands of terrorists, continues to be the gravest threat to humanity.
A White House official tells CBS News the two leaders will likely agree to hold a summit this summer. Now, ahead of tomorrow's G20 crisis economic summit, the president called for sweeping cooperation.
It can't just be the United States as the engine. Everybody's going to have to pick up the pace.
Mr. Obama repeatedly downplayed any notion of a rift over the best economic approach. Thousands of people now on the streets of London protesting the summit, and CBS's Vicky Barker's in the middle of the crowd.
All right, the shouting that you hear is a long line of police taking up the rear of these demonstrators, pushing them forward. This is one of four groups converging on the Bank of England. They say they're traveling with the four horsepersons of this economic and, they say, environmental apocalypse. Vicky Barker, CBS News in London's financial district.
Here at home, most of our paychecks get a little fatter this week. CBS's Dan Revive is in Washington.
This is the day that this year's stimulus kicks in, $400 for most Americans, but not one check in the mail this time. Instead, withholding tax is being reduced for the rest of this year, so workers will get about 10 bucks a week more. Economist John Husing likes that.
Getting a little bit on your check, you're much more likely to spend it. What a stimulus is about is getting spending going.
Some workers react.
$10 a week would be awesome. What, that's like 40 bucks a month? It's 40 bucks towards groceries, going to a movie.
It's not enough to be a stimulus. What can you do with $10?
Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
The increased smokers get in their pay, they may give right back, because as of today, the federal tax on a pack of cigarettes leaps from 39 cents to $1.01.
I agree fully with the tax because it's a luxury item and it's not good for you.
I think it's discrimination against smokers. I think we've become lepers of society, and now we have to pay for it, too.
And with the increase comes a hike in the number of people calling quit lines. William Alstetter is with Denver's National Jewish Health, which runs hotlines in six states.
We've seen a large spike in our calls about the last two or three weeks into the quit line.
This is Jim Krasula in North Carolina. The way big tobacco season, the huge increase in the federal cigarette tax will reduce smoking, and that could cost thousands of industry jobs.
We could kill the goose that laid the golden egg. I mean, if we overtax to the point where people aren't smoking, now that's an irony, isn't it?
Ellie Kinnaird is a state senator.
A bipartisan group of senators says it's time for Washington to end travel and economic barriers between the U.S. and Cuba.
It is long past the time for us to change these restrictions.
North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan says it's a policy that's failed for 50 years. Cuban-born Senator Mel Martinez of Florida is among the opposed, saying it's time to support pro-democracy efforts in Cuba, not the remnants of the Castro regime. Time on the World News Roundup, 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The short and rocky marriage between Broncos coach Josh McDaniels and quarterback Jay Cutler is apparently over, or soon will be, as the team has announced it will deal the disgruntled quarterback. What is next? Denver Post sports columnist Dave Krieger telling the NFL Network, first of all, Cutler could be wooed by many teams.
Detroit and Tampa Bay were both interested in Cutler around the time of the Matt Castle trade when the three-way deals were being contemplated. There's been rumors that Minnesota is only one really good quarterback away from championship contention. Certainly Chicago could upgrade at the quarterback position.
With Cutler on the trading block, the Broncos have Chris Sims and Daryl Hackney as their roster quarterbacks. The NFL draft as well is coming up April 25th. Winter's sticking around the metro area, the Front Range, in the sights of another storm today.
Time frame we're looking at is right around noonish, starting maybe an hour or two before. That should run through early evening, and then by midnight, everything should have moved out here by then.
Meteorologist Bernie Meyer with the National Weather Service says the storm could drop 2 to 6 inches of snow before it moves out. Another system's expected to hit us Friday night, bringing up to a foot of snow to the metro area. The high country bracing for nearly a foot of snow today. CDOT's Mark Altman says chain laws are in effect on the eastbound side of the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Loveland Pass. Traffic and weather coming your way in a moment. A proposal to allow illegal immigrants to pay in-state college tuition up for another vote at the state capitol. The Senate Appropriations Committee scheduled to vote on that measure today. And in other sports, the Nuggets clinch a playoff spot. They move into the number two spot in the Western Conference, beating the Knicks last night 111-104. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where there are no crashes or stalls to get in your way, and the pavement is dry and clear for the time being as you are driving around Denver. Now, volume is building, but it's not slow on the southbound side of I-25 right around 84th. We're also seeing more cars on 270 across Commerce City. In the high country, you already heard from David Winery, driving conditions just east of the Eisenhower Tunnel to Pass Vail. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on April 8th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
I found parts of Ward Churchill's essay extremely offensive.
Mario Solis' marriage.
But that being said, for all the time that these right-wingers clamor about freedom and liberty, and the first shot they get somebody fired because they disagree with them.
Mario Solis' marriage. Afternoons at 4.
He had committed a thought crime, and in Bush's America, that was not allowed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
607, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin all week. Jay is on the mend. Really, really busy day this morning. We got breaking news out of the state capitol this morning. The Denver Post is reporting that a bill that would allow undocumented workers to get in-state tuition, the children of undocumented workers to get in-state tuition, might make it out of a Senate committee early today because of one Republican lawmaker's absence, a situation Republicans are calling a little too convenient. Senate Bill 170, which we've talked about here, the tuition equity bill sponsored by Senator Chris Romer, who we're going to try to get on the phone, had appeared destined for failure on a 5-5 vote in the Senate Appropriations Committee, which was to meet Friday morning. Though Democrats hold a 6-4 majority on the committee, Senator Mo Keller of Wheat Ridge had said she would not support the bill, but Senator Abel Tapia of Pueblo, the chairman of the panel, on Tuesday called a committee meeting for 7:30 this morning, Wednesday. So in about an hour and a half, there's going to be a meeting of the Senate Appropriations Committee. The extra meeting today means a vote on Romer's bill could take place without Senator Ted Harvey, the Republican of Highlands Ranch, who last week said he had family business that would require his absence from the Senate until Thursday. With Harvey gone, the bill could pass out of committee on a 5-4 vote. Now remember, this is the bill that would allow students who have attended a Colorado high school for at least 3 years and graduated to get the in-state tuition rate at public colleges and universities, regardless of the immigration status of themselves or their parents. So what we have here is an absence from a right-wing Republican, Ted Harvey from Highlands Ranch, is potentially going to allow this bill to get out of committee. Now remember, this is the tuition equity bill that we've been talking about, the bill that would say if you are this
child of an undocumented worker, and most of these children are undocumented immigration status through no choice or fault of their own, you can have access to in-state tuition rates instead of prohibitively high out-of-state tuition rates. And so what we see is the Democrats are using a legislative maneuver here. They're seizing a moment of Republican weakness to pass this through the committee. What do you think about this? I'm a little bit torn, although I think it's a good move. I mean, nobody likes to see legislative wranglings like this. But look, the Republicans are at a moment of weakness because Harvey's out of town. And I don't think it's a good idea to leave a bill this important to just bottle it up in committee. I'm sorry, I think that's a cop-out. And that's actually been, if you want to talk legislative process, I want to see every senator, every state senator, vote on this bill. I think it's actually more of a travesty that the Republicans and Democrats, well, at least Mo Keller, were going to try to bottle this in a committee so that the full Senate didn't have to vote on it. What do you think, though? Do you think the Democrats are wrong for seizing on Ted Harvey's absence? 303-713-7600. Again, this is, if you're just joining us, this is breaking news out of the state capitol this morning. The bill, Senate Bill 170, the tuition equity bill that we've debated and discussed for weeks now here on the show, was supposed to, people were thinking that it was going to die in the Senate Appropriations Committee, but Democrats have seized a moment of momentary Republican weakness. Senator Ted Harvey, the Republican from Highlands Ranch, is out of town, and he is on the committee, and so therefore would allow this bill potentially at 7:30 this morning to pass out of committee and to the full Senate. So the open question on the table is whether you think Democrats are wrong to use this moment of opportunity to at least get this bill out of committee. Do you think this bill should be bottled in committee? It's already passed, well, it hasn't passed the House, but it's expected to pass the House. And you're going to hear a lot of right-wing noise about this bill this morning all across your radio dial. So get in on the conversation, 303-713-7600. We got open phones ready to talk about this bill. Again, it's Senate Bill 170, the tuition equity bill, the bill to allow undocumented immigrants, if they've lived in state for a long enough period of time, to have access to in-state tuition rates, 303-713-7600. Again, the Denver Post is reporting that this bill is going to potentially move through the Senate Appropriations Committee, surprisingly, at 7:30 this morning. There's a emergency hearing of the Senate Appropriations Committee because Senator Ted Harvey, the right-wing Republican from Highlands Ranch, is out of town. And this would allow the Democrats to move the bill at least through the committee to the full floor. Some are saying it's a legislative travesty to seize on the Republicans' moment of weakness, that it's really not fair. But I don't think it's fair to leave the bill bottled in committee. Why shouldn't every single senator in the Colorado legislature have to vote on this? You know why? Because the people who don't like immigrants in this state don't care how they stop a bill. They want to use whatever legislative maneuver possible, however undemocratic, to stop this bill. They don't want it coming to the full floor. They're afraid of this bill coming to the full floor. And they're going to scream and whine and moan and cry about how this is unfair and Ted Harvey's not around and the Democrats are being unfair. I think it's unfair to leave this bill bottled up in a committee. I think the Democrats should do whatever they can do to get this bill out of the committee to force every senator to vote on this so that no state senator can hide from this bill. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Ronaldo from Lakewood. How you doing? What do you think? Hello, Ronaldo.
Thanks for taking my call. I think that Republicans are just a bunch of whiners. I think the Democrats are doing exactly what they ought to be doing. You know, I've got immigrants that have married into my family, and I'll tell you what, they're nothing but outstanding citizens. You know, their children, my nephews, I've watched them grow up now, you know, and in particular one family, out of the four children, four are now college graduates. They've all got their master's degree in computer sciences. They live in large homes, and they're paying a huge amount of taxes. That's what we've got in the future for all of these children. And, again, I just wish the Republicans stopped their whining, you know, and like they wouldn't do the same thing if they were in power.
And I've thrown this out here, and people don't like that. Some people don't like that I say it, but nobody on this show, I've been doing this show for a month now, and every time we talk about this bill, I've asked people to offer up a reason as to why we should preserve the current system, the current, what I think is a segregationist system, a two-tiered segregationist system. What does that do good? What good does that bring our state to preserve this, knowing that there are 200 to 400 kids a year in Colorado public schools who are the children of undocumented workers? What good does it do to punish them for immigration decisions that they had nothing to do with? What good does that do? And you know what? Nobody has answered that question on this bill, Senate Bill 170, which, if you're just joining us, is now potentially moving through the Senate Appropriations Committee at an emergency meeting this morning at 7:30 in the morning. It's breaking news out of the state capitol. Ronaldo, thanks for the call.
Okay, Dave. Thank you. Bye.
303-713-7600 is the number. We got open phones here, a couple callers waiting. Again, the breaking news out of the state capitol this morning, Senate Bill 170, the tuition equity bill to grant in-state tuition levels to children of undocumented workers, is potentially moving through the Senate Appropriations Committee in the state legislature. Republican Ted Harvey is out, and so Democrats are seizing the moment to pass this through the committee. Republicans are claiming this is unfair legislative process. Democrats are seizing an opportunity that they shouldn't seize because Harvey, the Republican who would block it, is out. Do you think this is a good tactic? Do you think it's fair? I think it's fair. I don't think we should bottle this bill up in committee. I think every state senator should have to vote on this on the floor. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bud in Englewood. What do you think?
Hey, I think, when I first blush, I didn't really like the idea, but you changed my mind on it as far as equal tuition for in-state residents. And I think as far as the state vote in the Capitol, I mean, it's probably standard procedure. I don't see why anybody should be upset about it, and that's just the way government works. And the third issue is, I like the use of the word punish, because I think we need to stay focused on who's at fault here. It's the employers in the U.S. that should be punished if anybody's breaking the law.
That's right. And the employers want the current immigration system to be operating the way it is, because they get then exploitable labor. That's the real problem.
It is. It's spreading the cost onto the community, and it's a race. The larger companies that use employers or the smaller companies that are trying to grow are exploiting the situation. And a lot of the workers aren't here by choice. They were displaced by NAFTA.
That's right. That's exactly right. You got it, man. You are hitting the truth right now. I mean, you got the analysis. That is exactly happened.
I'm a small landscape contractor who doesn't break the law.
Yeah, so you're facing it right on the front lines.
Yeah.
Hey, Bud, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
303-713-7600. Breaking news out of the Capitol this morning, if you're just joining us. Senate Bill 170, the tuition equity bill, to allow the children of undocumented workers to have access to in-state tuition levels, is potentially going to move through the state Senate Appropriations Committee at an emergency meeting of that committee at 7:30 in the morning. The Democrats in the legislature are taking advantage of Republican State Senator Ted Harvey being out of town to move this bill potentially through the committee so that it can get a vote on the floor in front of the full Senate. Do you think the Democrats are
being fishy. You think it's not okay. You think they should wait until the Republican gets back to the committee so that they can bottle it in the committee. I think what's fishy, frankly, is not the Democrats seizing this opportunity in the committee, but the Republican attempts to bottle it in committee and not allow this bill, this common sense bill to end educational segregation in our state, to not allow this bill to come to a full vote on the floor of the Senate. I want every state senator and state legislator voting on this bill. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And if you want to make your voice heard, by the way, to the state Senate, the number there, 303-866-2316. Again, the state Senate number, 303-866-2316. What do you think, Turk? You think it's fishy?
Yeah, it is fishy, but it's been done before on both sides many, many times.
I mean, which you think is fishier, trying to bottle it in committee or seizing on a Republican absence to get it out of committee? It's both of them.
I think both of them are pretty equally fishy.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I mean, politics is fishy.
Yeah, what do they call it? The legislature is a sausage-making factory,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, give us a traffic update.
Traffic is not so fishy as we start off the morning. Looking pretty good on most of the freeways around town. Seeing some heavier volumes there on southbound 25 in Thornton and North Glen. Again, near downtown. Northbound side, no problems. Also looking good leaving Castle Rock. Southbound 225 showing some slower speeds there from Colfax down to Alameda. Just a breeze from Parker down to 25, though also some heavier traffic. Westbound 76 at 74th Avenue as you're heading into downtown. Your forecast, cloudy and cold. Snow showers developing before noon. 2 to 4 inches of accumulation for Denver and 3 to 6 inches west and south of the city. Highs will be in the lower 40s. Right now, 31 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Rocky Mountain Super Pass Plus is back. Three of the best Colorado resorts for only $399. Unlimited skiing at Winter Park and Copper, plus 6 days at Steamboat. It's the guaranteed lowest price of the season, and it's all yours for only $49 down. Get yours now at SkiColorado.com.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite SafeLight repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Breaking news again out of the Capitol this morning, if you're just joining us. Senate Bill 170, sponsored by Senator Chris Romer, the bill to, it's called tuition equity, to end educational segregation here in Colorado, to allow the children of undocumented workers to have access to in-state tuition levels. The breaking news is that this bill was supposed to die. It was expected to die in the Senate Appropriations Committee. But Senator Ted Harvey, the Republican from Highlands Ranch, is out of town, and the Democrats have called an emergency meeting of the state Senate Appropriations Committee at 7:30 this morning, just about an hour from now, to use Harvey's absence to move this bill out of committee. They can move it out of the committee because the Republicans will be one vote down in that committee. Now, this doesn't mean the bill passes. It just means the bill will move to the full Senate. So the open question on the table is whether you think Democrats are being out of line to seize on Harvey's absence, or whether you think what's more suspect is Republicans' attempt to bottle this in committee so that it doesn't get a full vote in the first place. 303-713-7600, we got open phones. So you want to weigh in on this? This is pretty big news here in Colorado, folks. This is a major step forward for this bill. And it could really pass this bill. This could be a key moment in ultimately passing this bill. 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Bill. Bill in Denver, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, thank you. Doing a great job subbing for Jay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I've got a question. Your news source. I can't imagine the Republicans being against this because I've got like this thing that sometimes the right wing doesn't like. It's called a memory. and I remember distinctly when they were throwing a big walleye hissy fit because they thought we needed an up or down vote for some wingnut Supreme Court judges. So anyway, they got their up and down vote. We got stuck with these guys for the rest of their lives. But the Republicans were carping about up and down vote. Well, I guess now we're going to get an up and down vote. So my guess is that the Republicans, because I'm sure they're not the party of hypocrisy.
No, of course not.
And since, you know, that was their position, that they wouldn't want to come off as being the party of hypocrisy. Because that wouldn't be any good. They're going to be celebrating the up and down vote.
Your tongue is firmly in your cheek.
Well,
you're right,
you so
man. You're totally right. Thanks, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Again, breaking news out of the Capitol this morning, Senate Bill 170, the tuition equity bill to end what I've called education segregation in this state that punishes the children of undocumented workers with higher tuition rates. This bill would end that situation and allow the children of undocumented workers in this state to have access to lower in-state tuition rates. This bill was supposed to be dead, but State Senator Ted Harvey, the Republican from Highlands Ranch, is out of town, which means that the Democrats on the Senate Appropriations Committee have the votes to move it through the committee, and they have called an emergency meeting of that committee about an hour from now at 7:30 in the morning to move the bill out of committee, potentially move the bill out of committee. So the question on the table is that legislative maneuver by Democrats seizing on the Republicans' weakness suspect, unacceptable, or is what's more unacceptable the Republicans' attempt to keep it bottled in committee? Okay, we've got him. We've got Senator Chris Romer on the line, who
morning,
is the
David.
Sponsor of this morning. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, so listen, the question on the table that we've been debating already, and the phones have been ringing, which as I read this story, the Democrats in the Senate are potentially going to use Republican Senator Ted Harvey's absence to move this bill through the Appropriations Committee. And so the question we threw out on the table is that a fishy maneuver by Democrats, or is what's more fishy the effort to bottle this bill up in committee? Now, you're the sponsor of this bill, so I probably can guess where you are on this, but
sure.
But tell us what you think.
Sure. First and foremost, David, we call special appropriation meetings all the time. There's nothing unusual about having a special appropriation meeting. What was more than even fishy, what was just totally inappropriate, which is why would a bill that has no fiscal impact on the state, the only impact it has is a positive fiscal impact for colleges, why was that bill sent to appropriations in the first place? That was the maneuver.
Well, why was it? What's the answer to that?
The answer is that a lot of people wanted to put further pressure on this bill and force it through another committee, and I think a lot of people were hoping that they could have a bill that has no fiscal impact tied up in a committee. And remember, the Appropriations Committee only job is to speak about fiscal impact on the state, and the only fiscal impact of this bill is positive.
So you're saying that they were are you saying, if I get you right, are you saying that they tried to put it in this committee in hopes that it would be stopped in the committee?
Absolutely. Any bill that's controversial, the more committee goes through, they're hoping that one way or another, magical strike. But hey, look, all 10 of those people in that committee should be voting for one and one issue in appropriation. They can choose to vote on the floor on the merits of the bill. Their job in appropriations is solely to speak about the fiscal impact to the state, in which case it's very clear from the fiscal note, and we're, you know, these are independent people who write these fiscal notes. There's nothing but positive fiscal note. So let's be clear here. This is a bill that should come out of appropriation, and I'm hoping that this bill should come out of appropriation 10-0. If Senator Harvey is there today, my understanding is, according to the paper, he's not going to be there.
So you're saying that the Appropriations Committee, two things here, just so we all understand this. The Appropriations Committee is supposed to vote on this on the merits of its cost.
Correct.
And this bill, and I've told people this, the Republicans would have pointed this out, would have tried to hammer home if this bill had a huge cost. This bill does not have it's cost neutral or even cost positive, revenue positive for the state.
For higher education,
right? Okay, so then
cost to the state general fund.
Okay, so then it's the Democrats, and I'm not trying to get you in trouble with your colleagues, but it's the Democrats who decide where to refer this. So what you seem to be saying, if I'm hearing you right, is that if it was referred to this committee in hopes that it would be bottled in this committee, that was ultimately, wasn't that a Democratic decision?
Well, the entire body voted for it, and I reluctantly voted for it again because we do have what's called a routing memo. And our routing memo does say that it has either a positive or a negative impact to universities, which are called cash-funded enterprises, of more than $5,000. Technically, it should go to appropriation. But the appropriation committee should do the right thing. They should have sent this out of appropriation 2 weeks ago. And so it was a real mistake, in my opinion, that this was ever held up in appropriation. And I look forward to getting it out today. Look, this bill, the public, if you're for this bill or against this bill, the public expects the governing body to vote on the merits of the bill because there's no fiscal impact. So it's inappropriate, highly inappropriate, to hold a bill in a committee that has no fiscal impact. So let's let the governing body, all 35 people elected by all 3.5 million or 4 million Coloradans, let's ask us to vote on the merits of the bill. And my hope is that we'll do that tomorrow.
We're talking to State Senator Chris Roemer, the sponsor of the tuition equity bill, which, as we said, the breaking news out of the Capitol is that this bill may move through the Appropriations Committee in something of a surprise move at 7:30 in the morning this morning. Okay, last question, because we got to get a break. The last question we have for you is, how big a step would this be for this bill if it passed out of the committee? In other words, how big a moment is this potential move at 7:30 this morning?
Well, look, it, like any bill, this bill deserves to go to the floor of the Senate, and the floor of the Senate needs to vote up or down on this bill. It requires me to get 18 votes to move this from the Senate to the House. My hope is that I'll get 18 votes on second reading and 18 votes on third reading, and then I think the House, which is the other governing body, the lower House, should also pass this bill, and I'm optimistic they also will get the required 33 votes on this bill. And my hope is, with the reintroduction of the DREAM Act, many of the arguments of this bill have gone sequentially. First and foremost, does it cost the state any money? No. In fact, it lowers the cost because this cuts teen pregnancy, cuts the kids joining gangs, it cuts crime. This bill has nothing but positive financial impacts for our economy and for our state. That's number one. Then the second argument about this bill is, why would you do this? Because they're illegal or they're undocumented and they can't get a job once they have a higher ed degree or diploma. We now have a new reintroduction of the DREAM Act in Congress, including our own Jared Polis, who's one of the four prime sponsors. So we're going to pass that bill, and what we're going to do is have a strong economy based upon young people having hope at which point we ought to move from the education conversation of Senate Bill 170, we ought to move to the immigration conversation of how do we fix a totally broken immigration system that's been broken for 20 years and has created this mess. So we're going to pass Senate Bill 170 because it's good for our economy, and that's why so many Republican businessmen, that's why even George W. Bush would be for Bill 170. This is a common sense bill. This bill deserves the vote of a Senate floor. Today's nothing but a little step along the way. I think the public demands the people have a right to vote on this on the Senate floor, and candidly, I think the Republicans want that too.
State Senator Chris Romer, the sponsor of Senate Bill 170, which may take a major legislative step this morning at 7:30. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Really appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
That was State Senator Chris Romer. He called in. We tried to get him. We got him. On the breaking news this morning, the Colorado State Senate is about to potentially move Senate Bill 170, the tuition equity bill, about allowing the children of undocumented workers to have access to in-state tuition rates. This is a very controversial bill. I think this is a very good step. But the question was, and the controversy is that the Democrats are seizing on an absence. A Republican legislator is gone on a business or a family trip, and that means the Democrats momentarily have the votes to move it out of the committee. So the open question on the table is whether that's fishy, whether that process is unacceptable, or whether you think the attempt to ultimately bottle that bill in committee and not allow it out for a vote by the full Senate, as Chris Romer said, is actually more fishy. 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Stop and go already coming out of North Glen, southbound I-25, 104th to 84th. Going to be a real drag for you. Also busy after 48th Avenue, taking you past 20th Street. Also getting busy southbound side of 225. Now from Yosemite on to 25. Northbound side, not so much a struggle. If you're there on Colfax, you will hit the brakes if you're traveling southbound. Also seeing more traffic heading into downtown on 270 and 76 there, beginning at 74th Avenue. Some winter driving conditions are going on there in the high country. Some chain laws in effect for commercial vehicles. Your forecast, cloudy, scattered snow showers this afternoon and flurries becoming a steady accumulating snow later. Our high will be close to 40 degrees. Right now, 31 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious...
Hello, I'm your eye.
And I'm your nose, with something very important to discuss with you this allergy season.
That's right. Nels and I, we both suffer from seasonal allergy symptoms, so we want to be treated together.
That's why we want you to ask your, well, our doctor about Veramist nasal spray. Prescription Veramist fluticasone furoate is one medicine that's FDA approved to treat both seasonal nasal
and seasonal eye symptoms in patients 12 and older.
Veramist treats me when I'm runny, stuffy, itchy, and sneezing.
Plus, treats my watery, itchy red eyes. Veramist is one medicine approved to treat all that.
For best results, use once daily. Side effects may include nosebleed, nasal sores, or nasal fungal infection. Eye problems, including glaucoma or cataracts, may occur, so have regular eye exams. Results may vary. Maximum benefit may take several days. Don't spray in eyes.
Tell it, nose.
All together now.
Veramist. For our seasonal nasal and eye allergy symptoms. One for all.
To learn more, talk to your doctor. See our ad in health. Call 866-9-VERAMIST or visit Veramist.com.
Get out there and see him in person. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you.
Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Do you know why you get more forgetful as you age? It's because your brain's nerve cells are actually dying off. In fact, by the age of 30, you could be losing hundreds of thousands of brain cells every day. But now there's a product that can help you replenish those much-needed brain cells, and you can try it for free. Neurostin is a revolutionary breakthrough that protects existing brain cells and actually helps regenerate brain cells that support memory. Experience dramatically improved memory, focus, and concentration in just 30 days. See for yourself. Get a risk-free trial at 1-800-200-5115. All-natural Neurostin contains a high concentration of clinically proven ingredients that boost brain activity. Imagine, one dose a day keeping you sharp as a tack, actually regenerating much-needed brain cells. If you struggle with memory or concentration problems, try Neurostin before you buy it. Call now for your free trial. The number's 1-800-200-5115. That's 1-800-200-5115. 1-800-200-5115.
Here in Denver, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Topic of the morning right now is the breaking news out of the State Senate. State Senate may move the bill in an emergency meeting of the Senate Appropriations Committee, the bill to end educational segregation here in Colorado and allow the children of undocumented workers to have access to in-state tuition. A lot of legislative wrangling at the state capitol. The meeting is at 7:30 in the morning. Give us a call, 303-713-7600, to weigh in. We'll be taking your calls on that, whether you think the Democrats are being fishy with these legislative maneuvers or not. We'll get to your calls again, 303-713-7600. But before we do get back to the phone, we're going to talk to Tom Hartman, the national radio host who you hear here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, David. Democrats fishy?
No. I think it's actually a good fishy. What's going on here is they're seizing on an absence of a Republican legislator from a state Senate committee in order to move a bill. In other words, the Democrats are actually using their legislative muscle here in Colorado. It's refreshing.
They're actually playing the games that the Republicans play in Washington, D.C. so well.
Exactly. So what I wanted to do with you this morning is there's a lot of national news that we haven't gotten to yet, and I wanted to run down it with you a little bit.
Yeah, you've been doing some really brilliant writing on some of this stuff. I was out of the country for much of last week.
Right, in Germany, right?
Yeah, but I was catching some of your thoughts. What's your take on where we're going with this with the whole G20 thing?
You know, I haven't followed the meeting closely enough. I guess I've been so focused on the GM stuff and the financial bailout. I mean, my hope is with Obama at that meeting is that I hope he can convince them, as many countries as possible, to pass their own stimulus plans. I mean, to me, and you know. International economics better than I do. To me, that's got to be a top topic there. I mean, if we don't get other countries to pass their own stimulus, then ours won't be as effective because this is a global economy.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, here's how many of the European countries are looking at it. Particularly Germany and the Norwegian or the Scandinavian countries. They see, on the one hand, and this sounds like a conservative argument, but it's actually just kind of a rational one. They see economic cycles as normal, natural, healthy things, that during downturns you wring out the bad companies, they go out of business, the market opportunities get created, and during upturns new ones come in. The reason why our experience of this crash is so different from the experience of Denmark, for example, is that in Denmark, if you lose your job, You have unemployment benefits for years, as long as you can demonstrate that you're looking for a job and there's no job to be found. You don't lose your health insurance. You don't lose your home because your unemployment benefits are very, very generous. If you're elderly, you don't have to worry about retirement. There's no 401k that you're paying into. You don't have to have life savings in order to survive. Once you hit 65, you're eligible for a very generous Social Security program, and they even have housing, if you become infirm. So there's not the fear associated with it. A lot of people pissed off about it. You see that in France. With people taking to the streets. But that's more people saying, the quality of my life is going to change because I've lost my job. I won't be able to buy a new car. I won't be able to buy new clothes. But my kids can still go to college. College is free. The public schools are still good. My health care is still there. So the experience is very different.
It's actually interesting. I mean, I wonder if in some ways our current situation where we don't have that safety net, I wonder if that actually adds to the radicalization of the potential radicalization of the American public as opposed to the European public. In other words, that if you've got a mass public that's worried not only about the economy but about losing its health care benefits because of the economy, losing its housing because of the economy, that would seem to potentially add a higher pitch of panic.
Well, it certainly did in the 1930s, and let's add to that the fact that 40%, best estimates I've seen, of working Americans' retirements have been wiped out because Ronald
That's
Reagan
right.
began the siren song of you want to have savings, not Social Security, and they introduced IRAs and then SEP IRAs and
instead
then 401ks.
Of the defined benefit. That's right.
So I would submit to you, David, most people under 35 don't even understand the difference between a pension and a 401k, and it's a huge difference.
You're totally right. I'm 33, and most of my friends, and they're not stupid people. They don't know. It's not that they don't know if you explain it to them. It's that they don't know the concept of a defined benefit
pension.
There's
been no dialogue about it.
None.
You know? The conservative meme came in the early 1980s with Reagan of it's your money, you want to invest your money, you can do it better than the government can do, blah de blah de blah. And pensions became kind of old boring things that auto workers wanted, you know. So in any case, yes, we were hit really hard in the 30s, and it radicalized us to the point that we got Social Security, and that in 47 Truman tried to get through national health care and et cetera. I mean, you know this history as well as I do. But the Europeans also saw this. They'd been hit by World War II. Many of their countries had been not just, hit economically, but literally robbed, raped, and pillaged and bombed, you know. And so they put in place a far more comprehensive system that was basically, what Hoover or Roosevelt was pushing here, and Truman actually by that point, they did what Truman wanted to do here, and it's worked out quite well for them. So I see the Europeans reacting to this as an anti-globalization moment because they realize how badly screwed they're being by globalization, the average worker does, and that they're losing their industries too. And unfortunately, Americans aren't getting that message, even though we're the huge victims. And if you haven't read this book, In the Jaws of the Dragon, Dad, this is the most important book I've read in the last 15 years.
I will read it.
It's
In the Jaws of the Dragon.
Yeah, Eamon Fingleton. It's my BuzzFlash book of the month, and it's just about how the China, Japan, and South Korea are eating our lunch, and we've set it up. But it goes way beyond that. I mean, this book is going to blow your mind.
We're talking to Tom Hartman. You hear him here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, before we go, let me throw one last topic at you. So, the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that Steve Rattner, the corporate raider who is heading up the White House's auto industry policy, is. The underlying strategy is to try to use this situation to force the union workers, and in particular the union UAW retirees, to accept cuts to their health care benefits. Today, the New York Times reports, under the headline, Controlled Bankruptcy on Horizon, that the government is seeking to ease General Motors into a controlled bankruptcy. Now, we all know that bankruptcy, I mean, when you take the stigma of that word away, it means putting companies into a legal system that allows bankruptcy judges to invalidate all sorts of labor contracts. So my question to you is, do you think that's really what the administration's strategy is, to focus this on auto workers' benefits effectively? And do you think that's a good strategy?
I don't think that's the administration's strategy. I just don't know, frankly. I'm guessing that the administration is going to try to prevent that, and that if they do that, they're going to try not to whack those workers. Again, I share your incredulity, or whatever the appropriate word is for the tone of some of your op-eds on this, that I haven't heard a single word about anybody cutting the benefits of bankers. Have you?
Not a single word.
I haven't even heard a word describing the benefits of bankers. Right, do we know what kind of health care plans they have over at Bear Stearns?
All right. So I have asked this all week. Why the double standard? Why? I mean, I can come up with a reason whether, you know, the White House is more connected to Wall Street. Is that it? I mean, is there something that we're missing here?
No. I think it's very simple. I think that we live in a very class-conscious society, even though we pretend we don't. We think it's the Brits, but they have actually better social mobility than we do because they have a better social safety net. We have a royalty in the United States. We want a royalty, strangely enough, and it's the economic royalty. You know, the economic royalists, as Franklin Roosevelt talked about. And there's just a consensus. I think it's two things. One, in the media, you know, when you get to be a person who's regularly on television, you become a White House reporter or an anchor for a major news network or even cable news network, you're making seven figures.
Right.
You ask one hard question of any major politician, and you will lose your job because you'll lose access. You raise a serious question about, you know, compensation at any of these large banks which have interlocking boards. I mean, you go to theyrule.net and you can find all the boards. You know, the boards of all the big media companies are the same as the boards of all the big banks. And you start raising serious questions about them, you're out on your butt.
Yeah, I'll raise you one. I'll raise you one and say this. If you are part of that class, ultimately, in many ways, after many years of being in that class, of making seven figures, for instance, I think it's actually, it's not just you don't want to challenge your job, it's that you become part of, you become class conscious yourself, because that's who you live among. Tom Hartman, thanks for taking the time this morning, man.
Yeah, great talking with
you. It's good to talk to you. That was Tom Hartman. You hear him here live. Well, not live. AM 760, slightly delayed. Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. He's a good friend of mine. Great guy. He's got a new book coming out. Do we got time for one call real quick, or should we hit the break and then get the calls? Okay, we'll take one call before we hit a break. Let's go to Don in Littleton. Don, you've been holding.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Yeah, I'm totally against what the Democrats are trying to do this morning. I'm voting that immigration thing through.
Are you against the bill or are you against the process?
Yeah. Against the bill.
You're against the bill. Why are you against the bill?
Why should we have to pay for them people?
Well, you're not paying for them. As Senator Chris Romer said, the bill is revenue positive. He's lying? That's your response. He's just lying.
Yeah.
What about the Republic? Hold on a minute.
I have a brother who lives in another state where they have this bill, and it's costing them money.
Hold on a minute. What about the Republicans in the state legislature who oppose this bill who themselves haven't said it costs anything? Are they lying?
About 78% of the American people do not want anything to do with American immigration.
You didn't answer the question. Question. Are the Republicans who oppose this bill but acknowledge that it has no cost to the state, are they lying?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's lying, even the opponents of the bill.
Right. Because it's
Let me get this straight. The proponents of the bill are lying, and the opponents of the bill are lying.
Yeah, it's going to cost.
I guess you're the only person who's telling the truth.
It's going to cost us money. Whatever the illegals do, it always ends up costing. It costs us $170 million.
Okay, all right. You heard it here. You heard it here, folks. Don from Littleton is the only person telling the truth. The opponents of the bill aren't telling the truth. The proponents of the bill aren't telling the truth. Only Don in Littleton is telling the truth. Thanks, Don. Well, I feel graced by your presence. Thank you so much for being the sole truth teller in the United States on this issue and for calling up our show. I mean, I feel completely honored. Thanks for the call, man. Wow. I mean, that was incredible. I mean, you can't even... That's a bigger call than a call from the President of the United States himself. We got a call from the only person telling the truth. Incredible. Don from Littleton. All right. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Sorry to cut things off here, Dave. We're in a bunch. Got a crash, E-470 at Highway 85 up on the north end of Adams County. That's our only highway crash right now. Looking like a pretty good commute. Only stop-and-go conditions, southbound I-25, 120th to 84th. Also some winter driving conditions in the high country. I-70 might be a little slick between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Eagle. Your forecast, cloudy and cold. Snow showers developing by this afternoon. 2 to 4 inches of accumulation around the city. 3 to 6 inches west and south of town. Look for a high around 40 right now. 31 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Is your Harley experiencing a recession of its own? Mile High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker has a huge selection of performance parts.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligentoffice.com.
Have you ever thought about finishing your bachelor's degree or even your master's degree, but you just don't think you have the time or resources to make it happen? Think again. CSU Global has 100% online degree programs that live up to the standards and quality of the Colorado State University system. That's right. CSUGlobal.org is a real university providing a real degree. Now that's something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Fulfilled and free from stress and worry. Please, let me show you how. Call right now and I'll send you a wonderful free tape. Please, call now.
Take control of stress and worry now with The Solution by Lucinda Bassett. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-400-6314. That's 1-800-400-6314. 1-800-400-6314.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo with a free language lesson, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Thinking about refinancing? With up to four competitive offers in minutes, LendingTree is the perfect place to start. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
657, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The breaking news out of the state capitol, the bill to allow tuition equity to give the children of undocumented workers access to in-state tuition levels may move through the state Senate committee, a key Senate committee, at 7:30 this morning. Taking your calls on that issue, 303-713-7600. Let's hit one call for the top of the national news. Let's go to Shane in Fort Collins. Shane, you got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, David. I'm calling in basically just to voice my opinion on the idea that the Democrats are using legal loopholes to get things through. I mean, if we're going to seize on this opportunity with the Obama administration, I think that we have to take off the gloves and do the same thing, same types of things that the Republicans have been doing for years. They're doing it right now with Al Franken in Minnesota. He's been declared the winner, but they don't want to see 59 Democrats, in function like that. So they're going to hold it up in legal proceedings for years and years and years to come.
That's a direct quote from the Senate, from the Texas Republican Senator, said they're going to try to hold up Franken's seating for quote unquote years. And I agree with you, Shane. Whether it's in the state legislature or in Congress, Democrats, they got to do everything that's legal, but they got to use all their power to force through the right bills. Back after the top of the news.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in London. There's a thaw in U.S.-Russian relations. President Obama and Russian leader Medvedev have agreed to reopen talks to cut nuclear warheads below levels that were set 7 years ago.
The presence of these deadly weapons, their proliferation, the possibility of them finding their way into the hands of terrorists continues to be the gravest threat to humanity.
The president and Russian leader Medvedev will meet in Moscow this summer. Earlier at a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Brown, the president set the stage for tomorrow's G20 economic.
This is Frank Settapani in New York. We've lost our connection to London and Peter Mayer. Peter was about to tell us that some demonstrations have broken out in the heart of London's financial district. There were people who were demonstrating in the streets of the financial district, and some of them tried to storm the Bank of England, but the police were able to turn them away. There is some breaking news from Washington. Former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens is off the hook. The government is asking a judge to throw out his corruption conviction. CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen.
There were problems with the witnesses. There was some problem with the prosecutors turning over to the defense certain written information, certain evidence, and so forth. And I think what Eric Holder, the Attorney General, decided is that he didn't want his people to go into court and try to defend the conviction.
Paydays will be a little sweeter from now until the end of the year. A cut in the federal withholding tax, part of the economic stimulus bill, will put a few dollars more in the average worker's pocket.
Every little bit counts, so I'm happy to get an extra $10.
Smokers can use the money to cover a 62-cent a pack increase in the cigarette tax.
This is Jim Crisula, North Carolina. George Huber runs a tobacco shop here in the heart of Big Tobacco.
When is enough enough? There's a lot of people who are having to tighten their belt, and I really think the most sane, sensible thing for the government to do is to tighten their belt.
There are dire warnings here that the huge increase in the federal cigarette tax will claim thousands of tobacco industry jobs as people cut back on smoking.
At best, the news from the jobs front is mixed. A fresh survey by Career Builder finds that businesses are in no hurry to put new people on the payroll. But John Challenger at Challenger Gray and Christmas says planned job cuts are down for the second month in a row.
Despite the downward trend, the job cuts are still well above the pace of a year ago. Last month's total was 181% higher than March of 2008.
For $24.95, worried renters can go to RealtyTrack.com and find out if their landlord is in trouble. RealtyTrack Senior Vice President Rick Chargan.
We do know that about 30 to 35% of the properties in foreclosure are not owner-occupied, and the majority of those properties are rentals.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down by about 11 points. This is CBS News.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real life people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Kevin?
Yeah, Mom?
I've heard they might start drug testing in your school, so I need to ask. Have you ever done pot?
No.
Cocaine?
No.
Mexican speedballs?
No.
Beanies, hydro, wiffle dust, disco biscuits?
It's again. Time for First Check Home Drug Test. With just a sample in a cup, you get results in minutes, as accurate as a lab screening. Find First Check now at CVS or learn more at firstcheckradio.com.
Dank, zigzag?
Maybe.
Check first with First Check.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. It's the spat that never subsided. After saying Broncos quarterback Jay Cutler hasn't returned phone calls to team owner Pat Bowlen or head coach Josh McDaniels, the team says it will trade the quarterback. Some say the Broncos would be foolish to move quickly. Detroit Lions color analyst Jim Brandstatter says Denver can play the waiting game for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, as the draft gets closer, and as that team out there that needs quarterback starts to get more and more nervous, all of a sudden Cutler becomes more and more valuable.
The NFL draft is April 25th. The Lions are among several teams who could be interested in Cutler. Detroit has the number one pick in the draft. This morning rush is normal, but it will likely be quite different by this evening. Another round of snow. Meteorologist Bernie Meyer with the National Weather Service says the storm will hit around noon and intensify this afternoon.
Initially, it's not going to be sticking, but I would anticipate it should start coming down pretty good during the early afternoon, so eventually would expect some accumulation on the roadways.
And Meyer says the next plane on the runway will hit Denver Friday night or Saturday with another foot of snow possible. CDOT already has crews out. They're clearing high country roads, and there are some chain restrictions on passes. They're also getting ready to hit metro area streets once the snow starts falling. A judge has rejected a union's request to block the firing of 11 sheriff's deputies by Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper. The mayor fired the deputies in March after the union rejected his request that it ask its membership to accept a 2% reduction in the negotiated contract this year. And a proposal to allow illegal immigrants to pay in-state college tuition up for another vote at the state capitol. The Senate Appropriations Committee scheduled to vote on that measure today. Sports: Nuggets clinch a playoff spot. They move into the number two spot in the Western Conference after beating the Knicks last night 111-104. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where the slowest stretch of this morning's drive is the southbound side of I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Your delays will start right around 120th. Break loose for a little bit as you're passing the turnpike, but then you'll bog down again downtown in that usual spot. We're also seeing a lot of cars on both 270 as well as on 6th Avenue. This traveling on the eastbound side, coming up on Federal to I-25. Wintery driving conditions in the high country. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Planning a wedding or an upcoming remodeling project? The new DexKnows.com has all the local businesses you'll need to make any event or project a success. It's more exact, more detailed, and a lot more local. The new DexKnows.com.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite SafeLight repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Breaking news out of the Capitol this morning about an emergency meeting of the Senate Appropriations Committee to potentially move the bill allowing in-state tuition rates for the children of undocumented workers. This is a great bill. We had Chris Romer on in the first hour to talk about this bill. The Democrats are looking to seize on an absence by a Republican legislator to move this bill through the committee and to a vote in front of the full Senate. Today is April 1, so topping the news this morning, the national news, is the news that tobacco taxes are going up. And we're going to be joined right now by the Vice President of Trade Marketing at Smoker Friendly International, Mary Zarmack. Starting today, a new increase on the federal excise tax on tobacco kicks in, and many tobacco companies have already increased the price of their products to offset the anticipated losses from the tax. The tax increase is part of President Obama's initiative to extend the state Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP. The money generated from the tax will help fund SCHIP's mission of providing health insurance for children who currently don't have it. The new tax will raise the per-pack tax on cigarettes from 39 cents to $1.01. That means the tax on a carton of cigarettes will increase by roughly $12. The tax on tobacco for roll-your-own cigarettes will see the biggest increase. The per-pound tax goes from $1.10 to $24.78. Taxes on cigars and tobacco-related products will also shoot up. Tobacco sellers are predicting major cuts in business. Quote, "We could easily lose 10 to 15% of our business," said the owner of one store that sells tobacco. And so we've asked Mary Zarmack to come on and talk to us about this. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
No problem, David.
Okay, so what's your take on the tax? Fair, not fair, good idea, bad idea?
Well, I think it's a bad idea to hang important legislation on a product that is diminishing and already taxed so heavily. Because when you mentioned we have a $3.90 federal excise tax on cigarettes, going up the $6.20 to $10.10. And then in the state of Colorado, you have to add another $8.40 for state excise tax. So now you're at $18.50 a carton in taxes alone in the state of Colorado, federal and state taxes. So it's a heavily, heavily taxed product all the way through all of the commodities in the tobacco industry. And to hang legislation, almost $35 billion bill over this product alone seems a little scary. If I was a legislator, it would have scared me to vote that way.
Scary how? Like scary?
Because I don't think that they can raise that kind of money.
You're saying, let me get this. So what you're saying is that the demand for cigarettes might not be enough to sustain.
Absolutely. It's a diminishing return, and there's states where that's been proven already. New Jersey is a good example.
Well, but isn't the case against, isn't there a case you made that part of the reason states have problems with this is because if you do it on a state-by-state basis, somebody, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
If the state taxes in New Jersey, if I was a smoker and the state taxes in New Jersey were higher on cigarettes there, I could just go over the river and get them in Pennsylvania. So, but this is a federal bill.
Sure. And so everyone across the entire nation will be hit the exact same. And you're right, state taxes vary, although there's not very many states with real low taxes anymore. I mean, there's a couple of exceptions out there, but all of the states have seen the opportunity to raise those taxes. And so it's just a heavily taxed commodity all the way through, whether you're talking about cigarettes, cigars, roll-your-own, moist snuff. And I think that at some point we're going to have to find other commodities to tax to fund some of these types of programs.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I won't lie to you. I support increasing the money for S-CHIP, but I also am not going to lie to listeners. I have some concerns with funding such important priorities like children's health insurance through essentially what they're called sin taxes. People, you know, gambling taxes, liquor taxes, tobacco taxes. And I say that because what you're effectively doing is you're making your children's health insurance rely on smokers, on people smoking. It's a bizarre sort of deal with the devil.
It absolutely is.
And I think it's probably the reason it exists is because, I mean, well, it's obvious. I mean, it's easier for politicians to pass tax increases on tobacco, on something that's easy to demonize, than it is to pass smarter taxes like progressive income tax, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I guess I'll play devil's advocate here, though, and say, and I'm not even playing devil's advocate. I mean, this is a legitimate argument, which is that, look, smokers put an undue burden on the healthcare system, and that means that the product should be taxed, and that the money there's a rationale for putting that money, that additional money from tobacco taxes, into the healthcare system.
Well, I mean, that's really not exactly true because of the taxes that they already generate, and then if you're familiar with the MSA. Payments that the major manufacturers, all signatories on the MSA, that it was a deal cut with attorneys general in all of the different states, with the exception of three or four, but Colorado has to be one of those states. There's a huge amount of dollars, it's over $4 a carton, that's come into each one of the states that are MSA signatories, that all of that money was to go to smoking cessation programs, to smokers' health care programs, and states have not spent the money on that. At all, as a matter of fact, there's
okay. I mean, I don't know the details of that, and I'll stipulate that there's probably some veracity to that. But I guess my point, that doesn't undermine the principle.
Well,
does
maybe it?
It
doesn't, but how about speaking of other commodities, how about a fast food tax, which really contributes to health problems of children in the United States today, way more than tobacco contributing to health problems of children.
Well, that has been floated. You're right. I mean, I do think there's a slippery slope.
Commodities and opportunities to maybe look at other commodities. You know, alcohol, another so-called sin tax, if you'd like. At the federal level, there hasn't been an alcohol federal excise tax hike in over 15 years,
right,
on wine, beer, spirits.
We're talking to Mary Zarmack of the of Smoker Friendly International. Today is April 1st. The new federal tobacco tax goes into effect, pushed by President Obama. Takes the money and puts it into the state children's health insurance program. I mean, you know, I'm not what we might call an orthodox liberal or an orthodox Democrat on this particular issue, in that I think we need to raise a lot of money for S-CHIP, and I think we need to do everything we can to get people to not smoke. Okay, that's where I am. But I think that there is a case to be made that funding such an important program through any kind of sin tax and not through a more sustainable, more solid funding source, and not a source that relies on people making bad health choices. I mean, that's really what's so, I think, troubling to me about this, which is that I'm glad that there's a lot of money going into S-CHIP, and I'll be honest with you, Mary, like, if I had to choose between whether this bill would pass or not, if it was an up or down, yes or no, I'd absolutely support it, because I think S-CHIP is that important. But I'm with you on the idea, or maybe I'm imparting this idea to you, but I definitely share the concern that there's something not right about funding your healthcare system, making your healthcare system's funding rely on people making effectively bad healthcare decisions. And smoking, I think we can all agree, is just not a great healthcare decision. And I think that's really, really the problem. I guess the last question I have for you, and again, we're talking to Mary Zarmack of Smoker Friendly. Today is the day that the new federal tobacco tax kicks in. I guess the last question I have for you is, what is the tobacco industry saying about potential job losses in that industry? And before you answer, I want to make clear, you know, progressives and not just progressives, the tobacco industry has been demonized for a long time, and frankly, its executive leadership, rightly so. I mean, they've lied to Congress a couple times, but remember, you know, there are a lot of working class people in that industry, and I'm not defending the tobacco industry, but I think it's an important question to ask: what is this going to mean for the regular working stiffs in the industry?
Well, that's a great question, actually, and you know, there's been numbers thrown out there that if consumption decreases at some of the higher rates that have been thrown around, which consumption decrease has been talked about from between 5 and 10 to even 12%, some of those higher rates actually hit and come to pass with this new tax. 117,000 jobs in the United States, and I'm talking from farming all the way through manufacturing, distribution, and retail, that's kind of the number that's been thrown out, that there could be that many job losses within the next few months in the tobacco industry, which is a huge number.
It is a huge number.
I hope it doesn't come to pass. I would just add one thing to your comment earlier. It's interesting that President Obama, one of the very first bills he signed SCHIP. And again, I think it's a very important program. I'm with you on that. I think the children in our country should have health care. I just maybe disagree with the funding of it, but that point we definitely can agree on. But he had promised not to raise taxes on any citizens making under $250,000 a year. Yet the very first bill he signed was this tobacco bill, and he taxed heavily just those people. The typical smoker, typical tobacco user makes around $40,000, $45,000 a year or less.
All right, I guess, and I would defend President Obama on that in saying this, that an income tax, and I think he was referring to the income tax, but let's just say
he didn't say that.
Okay, but I guess my point would be is this. Look, an income tax you can't avoid. I mean, the only way to avoid paying a certain income tax rate is to decide not to make, if it is your decision, is decide not to make as much money. I mean, so, in other words, an income tax is unavoidable. I think the Obama administration would argue, and I think it's a good argument, they would argue, look, a tobacco tax, you can choose to not pay. Now, I do think there are some issues about how regressive the tobacco tax is, but there is a fundamental issue there that you can either, it is your choice, as opposed to an income tax, which is really not your choice.
For some people.
For some people.
I might add.
That's right. For some people. Well, for most people, an income tax is right. Right. Mary Zarmack, listen, thanks for taking the time and thanks for hashing out this issue with us. It's definitely not as simple an issue as people think it is, and we really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
No problem, David. Thank you.
Okay. That was Mary Zarmack of Smoker Friendly. Today on April 1st, the federal tobacco tax goes into effect. I support it on the whole. The money goes into SCHIP, but I think that both sides of this have demagogued the issue a little bit. You know, you hear a lot of progressive liberal talk show hosts out there who say this is the greatest thing in the world, and it's definitely a good thing. Look, money for SCHIP is a great thing, but I think there are certainly issues of, you know, asking the question, should we be funding our healthcare system, a major part of our healthcare system, from a source that asks people to make bad healthcare decisions? There's something inherently not good about that funding structure. All right. After the break, we're going to open up the phones. I'm going to give you a news update here, the major stories in Colorado and the country that we haven't talked about yet that you need to know about. And we can go back to, we're about 10 minutes away from the emergency meeting of the State Senate Appropriations Committee to potentially pass the tuition equity bill. This was breaking news this morning. We'll talk more about that. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll talk about any of the issues that we've been already talking about this morning or anything you want to talk about. Again, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, Dave, hearing of snow flying up in the high country already, so it is headed our way. Hearing of some pretty poor visibility issues there up around the Eisenhower Tunnel and in Vail, back around the metro. Things looking pretty normal for us. No real delays. Stop and go only in one spot, and that's up in North Glen, southbound I-25 from 120th down to 84th. Also a little busy there after I-70 heading into downtown. Normal jams on 225 southbound side, Yosemite to 25, eastbound 6th Avenue and eastbound C-470 also starting to slow down a little bit for us. May have some sun glare issues this morning, but that will turn cloudy this afternoon. Got a couple crashes to let you know about. Still this one in the cleanup phase, east E-470 rather, at Highway 85 in Adams County, and a two-vehicle accident at 56th and Havana. Your forecast, cloudy, scattered snow showers, flurries becoming a steady accumulating snow.
Hey everybody, I'm Julie. I got a little money and planet saving tip for you. You know, you can get a great price on a Brita water pitcher at Walmart. My family loves a great tasting water, but we also love how it can help the planet. Because using one pitcher is like replacing 300 of those 16.9 ounce water bottles. So if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers used one, that'd be like there were 60 billion fewer water bottles out there. So that's really refreshing. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
As the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 units on the lot, and they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I mean, I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Thinking about refinancing? With up to four competitive offers in minutes, LendingTree is the perfect place to start. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Sometimes I feel like I'm fading away. You're looking at me, I got nothing to say.
725, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 32 degrees out there, they're predicting snow. It's cold. I don't know, I've been kind of cold. I'm wearing my Mr. Rogers sweater vest this morning. My brother got this for me for my birthday. I promise never to take it out of the house because it's so slothy. I mean,
it's quite Mr. Rogers-ish.
I mean, I really look like a real sloth right now. Not shaven. I'm wearing my Mr. Rogers sweater vest. It's pretty tight, actually. It's actually what I like about radio. TV, you gotta like shave yourself and like cut myself and get your hair all right. Radio, you just roll in. You know, I roll in my underwear. What if I walked in here wearing a robe? What people would say? Sort of like Big Lebowski style. Listeners would never know. I could be naked right now. It is funny. Sometimes I do TV. I walk in when I do TV. I've done a couple of shows on a couple of the major networks where I'm literally wearing shorts, a jacket, and a tie. Shorts, sandals, a jacket, and a tie because they can't see below. All right. Before we get back to the phones, do a little bit of a news rundown here. A lot of news to tell you about that you probably haven't heard all that much about. Talked in the first hour, and we're going to get back to the phones on this, a breaking news story out of the Colorado State Senate. Colorado State Senator, Republican Ted Harvey, is absent. He's on some sort of family trip, family emergency, and the Democrats in the legislature are using his absence to potentially move a bill through a committee that he is on. This bill is the tuition equity bill sponsored by Chris Romer, Senate Bill 170. To move that bill through the committee so it can get a vote in front of the full Senate. Harvey was one of the Republicans in the Senate Appropriations Committee who's trying to bottle the bill in the committee and not allow it to come up for a full vote. Harvey's now out. Democrats are using, called in a meeting of the State Senate Appropriations Committee at 7:30 this morning to now seize that opportunity and move it potentially through that committee and for a full vote. On the floor, the question of the first hour was whether you think that's fishy. Should the Democrats wait for Ted Harvey to come back? Or is what's really fishy about this is the Republicans trying to bottle this in a committee? Shouldn't the whole Senate have a right to vote on this bill to allow the children of undocumented immigrants to have access to in-state tuition levels? 303-713-7600 is our number if you want to weigh in on that. Then we talked to Mary Zarmack of Smoker Friendly about today is April 1st. The new federal tax on tobacco goes into effect today. We debated that issue. What do you think about that issue?
I hate it, Dave.
You hate the tax?
Yeah, you know why? I was at the store. I filled up on gas last night, and I looked at the price of a carton. I was like, $41.99. It's still ridiculous, but it's going to be a lot. And I didn't buy the carton.
You're sort of like a recreational smoker now. I mean, recreational.
No, I'm a smoker, man. And
how many
do
you put down a day?
Probably about half a pack.
Man, come on, man.
I know. They're my reliable little buddies.
We debated this.
They're definitely when I need them.
I mean, you got to agree that, like, the funding of S-Chip, I mean, we got to do that. That's where this money goes. But I do think, you know, I mean, I've heard this issue demagogued so much, right? It's like, there is some inherent problem, I think, with funding part of your healthcare system through bad healthcare decisions. And smoking, even a smoker, you got to admit it, Turk, it's a bad healthcare decision.
It is, and I know that, but it's a decision I make, you know.
Right. I'm not getting
and
preachy
same
with you.
Same thing with the, like she brought up with the fast food.
That's
true.
It is.
Obesity is costs a lot of money as well in healthcare.
It's a slippery slope. It is a question of where do you draw the line.
You know, it just goes up like what the tobacco tax is like 31 cents now. It's like $1.03. That's a huge increase. So, not happy.
But I said on the whole I am happy. I think look, if it's up or down vote, higher taxes on tobacco, funding problems aside, more money for S-Chip. You and I can agree to disagree. All right, so a few more news items here before we get back to the phones. Today, as I said, is April 1st, and here in Colorado, that means not just the tobacco tax like it is throughout the country. Grand Junction's Sentinel reports that while they have yet to have received Governor Bill Ritter's signatures, the long-awaited and debated new oil and gas rules take effect on private lands in Colorado today. This is the contentious new rules to better regulate oil and gas drilling in Colorado. They go into effect today, even though the governor hasn't signed them into law. The original legislation creating them mandated April 1st as the day that they go into effect. It's in the Grand Junction Sentinel today. Denver Business Journal tells us Colorado's oil and gas industry is in a downturn with the number of drilling rigs dropping, production levels slipping, and forecasts for plummeting revenues from state severance taxes. That's not such good news. Interestingly, back to the Grand Junction Sentinel, they note that the new rules implementation follows an apparent last-minute push by energy companies to file for drilling permits grandfathered in under the old rules. So the companies are rushing to file as many permits as possible under the old lax rules. In some national news, we have the effort potentially to move GM officially into bankruptcy. That's a very, very troubling move. Not because of the connotations of bankruptcy, but because bankruptcy court allows judges to shred union contracts. We talked yesterday about how the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Obama administration's underlying strategy is to try to force union workers at the companies to take pay cuts and moving them into bankruptcy court. The government, this is the New York Times, the government is seeking to ease GM into a controlled bankruptcy. That would help them accomplish that. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, the nominee for HHS Secretary, this is unbelievable. This is a Chicago Tribune story. She did not pay $7,000 in income taxes that she and her husband owed between 2005 and 2007. I mean, get real. I mean, like, come on. How many people has the Obama administration nominated that have not paid their taxes? I mean, every year I stress out about my taxes. These are not little innocent mistakes. I mean, $7,000 is like a lot of money. Let me ask you, Turk, if you hadn't paid $7,000 in taxes, you'd be like, I mean, that'd be like a big deal for you.
Yeah, it would.
Right? I mean, that'd be like huge.
That would make or break a lot of families out there.
Right. I mean, so how many of these stories do we have to hear? Like, what's so funny is, remember in December, everyone was like, oh, the Obama administration's nomination process and their vetting process has been so incredible. How many of these people haven't paid their taxes? Kathleen Sebelius is a professional politician. Pay your damn taxes. Al Franken, the comedian-turned-politician, won a potentially decisive court ruling on Tuesday in his bid to replace Norm Coleman. This is great news. A three-judge panel ruled that only 400 absentee ballots, far fewer than Mr. Coleman had sought, should be examined for possible counting. Many people think this is the ruling that's going to put Franken in the Senate. Of course, Senator John Cornyn of Texas has said that the Republicans will work to delay his seating for years. That's a direct quote. All right, let's go back to the phones. 303-713-7600. We'll go to... Okay. Turk's telling me we got to go to a break. I promise.
Sorry, Dave. I'm not trying to cut you off again. No, you're the top cop.
You're the top cop. All right.
So a traffic cop.
Dave, Brian, Ed, Jack, you're holding. Hang on. We'll do all the calls. I'll shut my mouth. No more news for a little bit. We'll go to the phones after the traffic. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, Turk, give us traffic.
Pretty normal trip around the Denver metro this morning. Southbound side of 25, falling the usual spots, 120th, again after I-70. Starting to see more people heading out towards Boulder on the Turnpike, Sheridan or Church Ranch, seeing speeds in the 30s, maybe dropping into the 20s there as well. Also, some of these eastbound approaches into the city might start bogging down. Sun glare an issue. One surface street crash, 56th and Havana. If you're traveling I-70 in the high country, the snow is flying basically between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail. Visibility also an issue for some folks, so do be careful if you're traveling in the high country today. Your forecast, cloudy and cold, snow showers developing before noon, 2 to 4 inches of accumulation around Denver, 3 to 6 inches to the west and south of us. Look for a high around 40, right now 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation is anonymous and no gift is too small.
One of the many sounds of spring and a sure sign of greener things to come. At Ace, whatever you're working on, we'll be there to help. For a limited time, buy Ace Green Turf Lawn Fertilizer for $11.99 and get an extra $3 mail-in rebate. Earn AA's rewards points on select Ace and Scott's fertilizer. Plus, get expert advice to save you time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
It's time to say goodbye to winter and that coat of dirt and grime on your car. So stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store and get a free Napa Car Wash Bucket with any $25 purchase. This 5-gallon bucket is perfect for washing away all the ugly reminders of old man winter. Visit Napa today for everything you need to get your car shining like new. Spend $25 and get a free Napa Car Wash Bucket. Available while supplies last at participating stores. Napa. Get the
good stuff! How overwhelming life is right now. So we've developed a powerful new breakthrough product that takes all the negative stress that's working against you and makes it work for you. It's called The Solution. In just 5 short days, less than a week, you can feel empowered, fulfilled, and free from stress and worry. Please, let me show you how. Call right now and I'll send you a wonderful free tape. Please, call now.
Take control of stress and worry now with The Solution by Lucinda Bassett. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-400-6314. That's 1-800-400-6314. 1-800-400-6314.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
Credit card debt. It causes stress in your life, arguments with your loved ones,
and collection agents calling you nonstop.
If you feel like you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
739 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. All right, let's go back to the phones. As I promised, I'm a man of my word. By the way, I love... Come back to that. I can say one other thing. I love shows... TV shows where the characters have a code, right? The Wire. Any of you folks out there, fans of The Wire, it's the best show ever made. The whole theme of that show, one of the themes is that there's a code, right? These guys are like people of their word. They keep their word. Now I'm watching Lost, and one of the main bad guys, his whole thing is that he's like a man of his word. I like that. I think it's like a rule to live by. It's like you, as long as you have like a code that you stick to. I think that like that's something that we should all have, a code. You can create your own code, but we should all have a code. So I'm a man of my word. I got a code. I promise to go back to the phones. We're going back to the phones. Brian in Denver. Brian, hello.
Yeah. Hi, David.
Hey.
I was wondering regarding the bill that's up for the Senate this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it, and what I basically know about it is what I've picked up by listening to local radio.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be aware of Peter Boyle's position on this,
mm-hmm.
and he's as strong of an opponent of it as you can be. And the issue that he's brought up, and that was discussed actually this morning by I think one of the senators that's also in opposition to it that he had on the air, has to do with some lack of constitutionality or some proposed lack of constitutionality, because if you open up in-state tuition for illegal or undocumented, citizens, whatever you want, or, non-documented citizens, whatever you want to call them, that you have to open it up then for other, citizens of other states. And that there's some, potential lawsuit that could be brought by, residents of Nebraska or whatever to try to get in-state tuition if this bill is successfully adopted. Do you know anything about that?
This is the Tom Tancredo argument. Tom Tancredo made this argument. Tom Tancredo, arguably one of the most irrelevant people in politics in Colorado now, after embarrassing himself on the presidential campaign, if you can even call what he did a presidential campaign. He wrote an op-ed in the Denver Post that made this claim. And there certainly will be, I'm guessing there will be a lawsuit. I mean, the rabid right, the anti-immigrant right, will definitely try anything they can do to stop this from being implemented. I mean, they're the ones who want to bottle this bill in a committee, who are screaming bloody murder, that Democrats even want to move this out of a committee and allow the entire Senate to vote on it. I'll say this. I don't know the ins and outs of whether... I don't trust anything that Tom Tancredo writes. This is a guy who rails on illegal immigration, but has voted for major trade deals that exacerbate illegal immigration. So this guy is not a credible person. So I don't necessarily believe in the veracity of his argument. But he does have an op-ed claiming, and I'm reading here, the bill's proponents have hardly acknowledged the fact that there is a federal law. It's not a constitutional, it's a federal statute prohibiting such benefits. He says, the law says if a state offers in-state tuition to illegal aliens, what a gross, I hate that term, it must offer the same tuition to all student applicants regardless of residence. And he refers to, see if he actually...
Well, this is federal too. It must have something to do with like how the state colleges are funded federally or something. Is that where...
I'm looking through this op-ed. I don't see... I'm just skimming it here. I don't see... He doesn't name the federal law. Here we go. Let's see.
No, I don't see the federal law he's referring to. Let me just say this, though. My guess is, and this is just a guess, but it's an educated guess, is that the DREAM Act, the federal DREAM Act that Senator Chris Romer referred to, would deal with this. In fact, Romer has been working for months now to make sure that the bill we pass here is in compliance with the federal DREAM Act, which is, I'm not going to go as far as say that it's expected to pass, but has a very good chance of passing. And my guess is that if the DREAM Act passes, and that Romer has been working to make this bill in compliance with that act, which almost passed in the last Congress, and now there are more Democrats in Congress to pass it, my guess is that it will render Tancredo's fear-mongering moot. And by the way, I'm also not one of these. It's incredible to me that Tom Tancredo, it's incredible. The right is like, we're all for states' rights, and the states should always challenge the feds, et cetera, et cetera. Now they're like, the feds have some law that might create a problem for this, so now suddenly they're not for states' rights. Now suddenly they say the state shouldn't try to do anything.
Yeah, well, and that's actually the sort of the reverse argument that Peter Boyle is actually trying to use that as far as like how it's, you know, trying to point that out as somehow, you know, hypocritical on the part of the left. Which, you know, I couldn't be farther apart on, you know, with him on this particular issue. I mean, and for the most part, I mean, I'm not always in agreement with him, but I've always respected the way he approaches some of these, you know, or a lot of the issues that he.
I think he comes to it from a Peter does, not Tancredo, but I think.
Yeah.
I think Boyles comes to this from a, you know, he's got his opinions, he's got his principles, that's where he's coming to it from. I just think, you know, he wants to stop undocumented immigration. Yeah. And. You know, that's his ultimate goal, and that's, you know, more importantly, the ultimate goal of people who want to stop immigration, and they're willing, in some cases, and I'm focusing on Tancredo because he's a legislator. Boyles is just a voice, but Tancredo and the Republican machine is willing to throw out its old arguments about states' rights, et cetera, in order to achieve. Their goals on this issue. And what they haven't answered is, again, and this is the open question. If we know that there are 200 to 400 students in our school system a year who are the children of undocumented immigrants, who are undocumented through no fault or choice of their own, what positive benefit is there to preserving a segregationist education system whereby we charge them punitively a higher tuition rate for higher education?
I mean, certainly philosophically, I couldn't agree more with that. But I guess the main reason that I decided to call in on this particular aspect is the discussion that you had earlier with the, I believe, people that the co-sponsor, the sponsor of the bill that you had.
Right, Chris Romer, right.
Yeah, and you know, he was talking about there being no cost to this. Well, I mean, if this opens the state up potentially, or if there are lawsuits that could be brought, that seems to be, and in fact, Boyles had actually interviewed one of the opponents of the bill, one of the senators, who had mentioned, you know, another senator who was thought to likely vote against this for reasons specifically regarding concerns over being sued. Not that
yeah, but you know what the problem? You know what the problem with that argument is, man? The problem with that argument is you can be sued over anything. I mean, really anything, right?
Well,
so you can always any single bill that the legislature passes, I can say to you, we're going to get sued. The state's going to get sued. It's going to cost us money. It's like. If that's the I really mean, having worked in a legislature and in the Congress, if that is the argument, that's not an argument. Because any bill, any state can be sued for any single thing it does. So this idea that we're going to get sued, let's not pass the bill. Well, we can get sued on anything, so let's just shut down the legislature. Let's just close the legislature up. Let's not pass anything.
Absolutely, but at the same time, too, it's a little disingenuous not to, I guess, point out if there is a potential cost of being sued.
Right, but I'm saying there's that potential cost for everything, for every single bill. So my point is, when you actually ask what the cost of a bill is, inherently there is that potential legal cost for anything the legislature does. So you can't argue that there's going to be an extra cost for doing that. And by the way, who's to say that there's not going to be a lawsuit against the state for some kind of discrimination? Right? I mean, who's to say that? Like, you know, under the current system.
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen too. So all I'm saying is that I'm not trying to be disingenuous. I'm trying to say, what are the question is, what are the additional costs?
Yeah.
because we're potentially, maybe, and I'm not a lawyer, but maybe we're legally liable. Maybe somebody's going to come up with a way to sue the state for its current system. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and I guess I'm just saying that, you know, in terms of how I would approach these types of things, I would always try to, you know, kind of get out ahead of whatever argument opponents might try to throw at you and make sure that you're speaking to those. And then, you know, if they're not credible, then effectively discredit them.
Oh, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
You bet.
All right, we'll squeeze in one more call before we hit the break, and everyone else who's holding, hang on. We'll get you after the break. 303-713-7600. We got one line open. Again, 303-713-7600. All right, who's been holding the longest? We'll go to Ed and Aurora. Ed.
Hi, I appreciate you taking my call. And
sure.
Thank you so much for your wonderful speech that I heard so much about the other night.
Oh, were you up there?
I was not there, but everybody and their brother is very appreciative of your stand and your words regarding the passage of the Employee Free Choice Act.
Excellent. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Also, regarding the tobacco tax, I'm wondering if it's going to open up the possibility of bootleg tobacco. It's just one of those things I'm going to throw out there. Let's legalize and tax pot. Let's legalize and tax prostitution. I think, in my opinion, that almost takes care of the national debt all by itself with just those two.
I don't know where I am on the prostitution issue, but I'm definitely there with you on the marijuana issue. I was pretty upset that President Obama laughed off that question when people asked him. He was asked at the town hall meeting, do you think we should legalize marijuana? Do you think it would make an economic benefit? Do you know that marijuana, I read this in Time magazine this week, marijuana is the largest cash crop, the most profitable cash crop in California. I mean, that's a lot of tax revenue that we're leaving. California is an agricultural state. I mean, we're leaving a lot of money on the table. Is there going to be a bootleg industry in tobacco? You know, there's been that controversy. I can't remember if you can't buy tobacco on the internet or you're not supposed to because of the tax issue. I don't see it. You know, the tobacco industry is a lot of things, but one thing it is it's very corporatized. I mean, those big tobacco companies have that market locked down. So I don't think there's a concern about there being a bootleg industry. That industry has really, you know, that the sort of legitimate, out in the open corporate, multinational corporate tobacco industry has cornered that market. Hey, Ed, thanks for the call, man. All right, 7:50. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Give us a call. 34 degrees. Supposed to get snow in the forecast. I'm bundled up here in my Mr. Rogers sweater vest.
It's not green, though.
It's not green. I'm not supposed to wear this out of the house, but you know what? One day I'm going to come in here in a robe.
Ew.
And in my boxers like the dude from Big Lebowski.
Dude,
that's the best thing,
know?
About that's yeah. The best thing about radio. People can't see you.
Yeah, no doubt. Look at me.
All right, give us the traffic.
Well, things getting worse up in the high country. Driving conditions, that is. Snow's flying, wide-out conditions. Got an accident westbound side of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel. That's causing some really serious delays, so you do want to be careful, and that snow is headed our way as well. It should hit here before noon or maybe a little bit after 12 o'clock. Around Denver, normal jams, southbound 25 full, 120th to 84th again from 70 past Spear. On the other spot, stop-and-go traffic right now, eastbound C-470 down in Littleton, Wadsworth up to Santa Fe. One crash in the cleanup phase, 56th and Havana. Your forecast, cloudy, scattered snow showers, some of those flurries, and those might become steady accumulating snow showers this afternoon. Our high, close to 40 degrees. Right now, 34 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The higher you go, the better the snow. A-Basin Spring Pass is now on sale for $209. Visit A-Basin Ski Area this spring for the best snow conditions around.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at operationhope.org.
7:53. Now's the time we talk to Mike Spear, the Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage. What is that? I should take my shoes off. Very good, man. You're quick.
Would you be mine?
Oh, man. I love that show. Mr. Rogers.
Would you be my neighbor?
I can only hope to look like Mr. Rogers in this sweater vest here. All right, what, so Mike Spear of Presidential Brokers, 303-749-2770. He's telling me I'm Mr. Rogers. All right, listen.
Yes.
What news do you got for us from the market?
Well, you know, I'd like to be digging up better news, but for those that are long in the stock market today, the Dow's down 103 points. The NASDAQ is down 28.5 points, David. That's about 1.9% down on the NASDAQ. The S&P's down 12.5. That's about 1.5%, and the Russell is down almost 10 points. That's about 2.3 points. So it's not liking the employment data that we got out today. I guess the good news is that there were some positive comments about we may be nearing an end. But right now, I think the market is concerned about General Motors and Chrysler and the long-reaching effects if they do file bankruptcy. Not that it might not be the right thing, but it might be tough on us for a little while. So the markets are struggling. And if you're looking for investments that are correlated away from the stock market, that's a big part of what we do here, David. We try to find investments that do not correlate with the stock market, that might provide more stable and similar to historic returns than the stock market. So give us a call, and we'll share ideas with you on that.
Mike Spear, Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. Thanks for the update. And, hey, man, thanks for the musical interlude, man.
You got it. Thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900, and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
I am Tony Robbins. So we all know these are incredibly difficult financial times. During these kinds of times, more than ever before, we need some strategies and tools, not just to inspire us, but to show us how to take control of the things that matter most to us, our emotions, the meaning of our life, our bodies, our relationships, our career, and our finances.
For over three decades, Tony Robbins has touched the lives of millions with his multimedia coaching system, The Ultimate Edge. And now, you can experience it risk-free. Just call 1-800-400-5819.
Let's look at the ways you can change the quality of your life today, even in challenging times, and how you can make a difference to the people you really care about.
Tony has helped people overcome tough times and gain control over their finances, their health, and their relationships. Now, it's your turn to transform your life. To experience the Ultimate Edge risk-free for 30 days, call now, 1-800-400-5819. That's 1-800-400-5819. 1-800-400-5819.
All right, 767, we're going to hit the phones before the top of the news. 303-713-7600, a couple lines open to get in on the conversation. Mark in Denver, go for it.
Good morning, sir.
Hey.
You know, a couple minutes ago you were saying that you like those TV shows where basically the guy's only as good as his word.
Yeah.
Along those lines.
Right.
Well, you know, when you tell somebody that you're going to have a meeting for a vote on Friday, and then as soon as that guy lifts off the ground, you change it to Wednesday morning, first thing, so you can make sure that he can't get back. That's low budget. And
yeah,
that's
well, I'm
exactly
not gonna,
what happened.
I'm not going to say that there's not shenanigans going on here, but
doing it.
But okay, I
low budget.
There's definitely shenanigans going on here, but you got to admit, man, even whether you're for or against this bill, the attempt to try to bottle it in a committee is and not allow it out for just a full vote. I mean,
is
that's
that
pretty shady
process?
Too. No, that's not the problem. I mean,
that's what the Democrats are doing in Congress, in the U.S. House and Senate right now.
With what? With what?
They bottle stuff up all the time, won't allow Republican stuff to the floor. That's the process.
Man, that is not the process. That's not the process on a bill.
You know that's true.
This is as important a bill as possible. Not on the big bills, man.
So let's go to the bill.
Hey, man, I can't. We got to hit the top of the news. I'm trying to cut you off. We got to hit the top of the news. All right, here's the news.
I'm like you. I'm a regular dude.
Ed Schultz.
You know, sometimes we can't see the forest because of the trees. A lot of stuff happening.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
And some good things as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Homeowners. Do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want. And if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The day before the G20 summit is a day of rage in London. Within the past hour, several thousand protesters surged past police, smashing windows as they broke into the Royal Bank of Scotland. Sky News correspondent Tom Harbinger's on the scene.
There's a real surge by the protesters here, and the police are beating them back with batons, and a number of horses are now coming into those police lines. Probably 10 horses or so moving to give those riot police some backup, and that really is creating quite a crush.
Away from the tumult, President Obama had a productive dialogue with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev.
It will allow us to work on issues of mutual interest, like the reduction of nuclear weapons.
The two sides have agreed to work out a new treaty on the reduction of nuclear weapons before the end of the year. He was convicted, but former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens insisted to the end that he wasn't corrupt.
I still see the day when I can remove the cloud that currently surrounds me.
That day is today. Government lawyers will be in court shortly to have Stevens' conviction thrown out. CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen.
You're essentially telling the court, we don't want to stand by this conviction. We think it was unfairly or improperly gained. There were some mistakes made by prosecutors at the trial level.
The Justice Department says it uncovered new evidence in the case only last week. Well, smokers aren't lighting up with $20 bills, but it may be getting to that point. As of today, the 39 cents a pack federal cigarette tax is $1.01 a pack.
It's getting to the point where financially it really hits your head.
Also in effect now, a cut in federal withholding taxes that will give a typical worker $10 a week more to spend on cigarettes or whatever. Most employment experts expect the jobless rate to keep going up, but John Challenger's latest report shows a glimmer of hope. The number of planned layoffs announced in March was down for the second month in a row.
This report generally suggests that there may be some slowing down of the heaviest job cuts that we saw at the turn of the year.
A second jobs report today puts the number of jobs lost in March at 750,000. A report that's just been released by the real estate industry says pending home sales were up 2% in February. There's no indication the bug that silently wormed its way into millions of PCs is ready to come out and play, but CBS News and CNET technology analyst Larry Magid tells us security experts aren't about to let their guard down.
So far, this worm hasn't seemed to have had much impact in Asia and Europe. It has made some attempts to call home to get instructions, but it never got through. But some security experts warn that that could be deliberate, and it may try again later, perhaps over the weekend.
The announcement that college basketball was waiting for came down a short time ago. The University of Kentucky said Memphis coach John Calipari has signed on to lead the Wildcats for the next 8 years. In early trading, the Dow's down 54 points. This is CBS News.
Check this out.
Hello there. How are you doing? Have you met my friend Bill yet?
Why is there some guy on the back of your bike winking at me?
Oh, that's my wingman. I save so much money on motorcycle insurance by switching to Geico. I rented a wingman.
He has two tickets to paradise and needs a travel companion.
Hey, he is good.
Saving you money on your motorcycle insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business.
Oh, yeah.
Geico Motorcycle. Let's ride.
Did you ever hear that termites only swarm to feed and mate during the springtime? Well, that's just a myth. Here's the fact. While they do swarm to mate in the spring, termites eat wood 24/7 year-round. In fact, termites cause an average of $5 billion in property damage every year, and that's no myth. A pest professional is your best defense against the devastation rodents, termites, roaches, and ants can cause to your home and family. Visit PestWorld.org to hire your pest pro today. That's PestWorld.org.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Time was when Broncos coach Josh McDaniels was a Jay Cutler fan.
Yeah, we want him to be our quarterback. We made that very clear to him, and we hope he feels the same way.
The Broncos coach making that statement just a few weeks ago after a very public feud between the two. That feud has apparently reached its boiling point as team owner Pat Bowlen says Cutler is not returning phone calls and that the Broncos will trade him. It's not necessarily all bad for the Broncos. Detroit Lions color analyst Jim Brandstatter says with regard to dealing the Pro Bowl quarterback, Denver's in the catbird seat.
They've got value. They know it with Cutler. And they're going to make the best deal that they possibly can.
The Lions have been mentioned as possibly being interested in Cutler, along with several other teams, and the NFL draft is coming up on April 25th. Heads up this afternoon in the metro area, more snow.
Time frame we're looking at is right around noonish, starting maybe an hour or two before. That should run through early evening, and then by midnight, everything should move out here by then.
Meteorologist Bernie Meyer with the National Weather Service predicting the storm will drop 2 to 6 inches, and another storm's expected to hit us Friday night. That one could bring up to a foot of snow in the metro area. Some western slope fruits being hurt by a late freeze. There won't be as many Palisade peaches this year. Bruce Talbot with Talbot Orchards says a third of their orchard froze over the weekend. Some other crops, however, are hardier.
It looks like the pear, apple, and grape crops are still completely intact. The cherry and apricot are probably a little tougher.
The freeze could cost upwards of $7 million. And Denver home prices fell about 5% in the year ending in January. That's quite good compared with the rest of the country, whose average decline among larger cities was 19%. The Denver Post reports housing experts as saying part of the reason Denver's doing better is that home values in the metro area didn't rise as quickly as some other markets did this decade. Nuggets clinch a playoff spot with a victory last night over the Knicks, 111-104. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Delays are building on the southbound side of I-25 just north of downtown. That's due to an accident right around I-70. We're seeing stop and go stretching towards 76. We're also seeing delays building on the turnpike. This is on the Boulder-bound side as you're making your way past Flatirons. Southbound I-25, a little bit crunchy downtown, but like I said, the backups are north of there, so things are starting to ease up a little earlier than usual. Slowdowns as well. Southbound 225, this after Parker Road, making your way past Yosemite. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious deli meal free as a new casino player. Hungry yet? Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley. Some restrictions apply.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and cracked. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Really progressing.
We progress it. Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's that tough enough. It's that tough enough.
Bob, David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Talking about a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues out there today, especially this state Senate committee emergency meeting to try to move the tuition equity bill that we've been talking about for weeks here. 7:30 in the morning, that's when the meeting was called for. We'll try to get you an update on what happened out of that meeting. We also talked about today's April 1st, the start of the new federal tobacco tax, and the implementation of the new Colorado oil and gas rules. And to update you on another local story, this is a big story, but little reported, but with national implications. I was up in Fort Collins this weekend giving a speech to the Larimer County Democrats, and I met my friend Bob Moore, who's the executive editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan. And there is a story brewing up there that I think cuts to the heart of the challenges facing newspaper journalism and really our democracy in general. Some of the themes that I touched on in my last newspaper columns, which runs in the Fort Collins, Coloradan. And so we've asked Bob to come on the show and tell us a little bit about what's going on. I don't want to steal your thunder. So, Bob, give us an overview of the story in general and then the implications it has for newspaper journalism and in general.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate that.
Sure. Thanks for coming on.
First, to set the context, what I'm about to talk about, I think, is just an illustration of something that's happening across the country, which is basically that as newspapers decline, particularly facing serious revenue declines from advertising, you're seeing an increase in government secrecy, and that's not a coincidence. A lot of the efforts over the years, particularly in the courtroom, to keep government open and to force government to live up to the various Sunshine Acts in the states or the Federal Freedom of Information Act have come because newspapers have forced the issue and gone to court. But as newspaper revenues decline and newspapers are in a more precarious financial situation, it's more and more difficult for newspapers to take those cases to court, and they have to be more selective. And I think government knows that and has become more emboldened to try to keep secret things that are supposed to be public. So we have a case here in at Colorado State University involving the chief of police there, or now the former chief of police, a gentleman named Dexter Yarbrough. So Dexter is not only the chief of police here, but he was given the title of vice president at the university. And among other things, he was the highest paid law enforcement officer in the state of Colorado. A few months ago, the university kind of quietly placed Mr. Yarbrough on paid administrative leave while it investigated some claims about him that they really wouldn't disclose, and they didn't publicize the leave. We kind of had to ferret that out a little bit. And throughout the process, the university has refused to really provide any information about what the allegations were. And part of that is understandable because as a public employee, Mr. Yarbrough certainly has some rights to privacy and rights to a fair process, but the level of secrecy around this was just overwhelming. A few weeks ago, Mr. Yarbrough resigned after the Colorado Bureau of Investigation had completed an investigation at the request of the university. And again, the university provided no information about why he resigned. So the Coloradoan filed a number of requests under the Colorado Open Records Act trying to pry loose some of this information about, you know, why this high-ranking public official who was making $157,000 a year was suddenly out of a job. And we just ran into to barriers at every level where the university would literally not provide any information, including his resignation letter, which was struck us as particularly bizarre because those kinds of letters are widely accepted as clearly public documents.
Right, and again, this is a Colorado State University, which is a publicly funded institution, and just so I can update folks, so at this point in the story, the paper and the public, and I'm not saying this point right now, but in as you're telling the story, at this point, you don't know, we don't know, really why he is being removed or leaving Colorado State University, right?
That's right. All we know is that there was some sort of investigation, that the Colorado Bureau of Investigation was involved in this, which is a very unusual step, and some tangential things that that we found out, and that the Rocky Mountain Collegian, the student newspaper at Colorado State University, found out. They did some very good reporting on this as well to kind of overcome these obstacles a little bit and at least be able to tell the public a little bit about what was going on, but still no official confirmation from the university about what was going on at all. So finally, we got our lawyers involved, and you know, we're fortunate in Colorado that we have some extremely good First Amendment lawyers who can tackle these kind of cases. Steve Zansberg, Chris Beal, and some others based out of Denver. So we got them involved, and one of their colleagues named Adam Platt, who wrote a letter to CSU on our behalf, basically saying, hey, look, this is public record, and here's why it's public record, and they lay out the case. Well, a couple of days later, at least, we finally get some sort of detailed response from the university saying that we don't believe that most of these documents are public record, and here's why. And one of the things that they finally came out and said is that the initial investigation dealt with an allegation of sexual harassment. And under Colorado state law, sexual harassment allegations are protected from public disclosure. So at least finally through that, we got an acknowledgement from the university that the chief of police and the highest paid peace officer in the state had been accused of sexual harassment. Unfortunately, we don't know the outcome of that investigation or what proceeded after that. And the other interesting thing out of all of this is that they claimed the sexual harassment exception for a number of the documents we requested, but they did not claim that exception for the documents related to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation investigation, which suggests to me that the CBI was investigating something other than sexual harassment, but we have no idea what that is. All we know is that a few days after the CBI completed its investigation, Chief Yarbrough resigned. We still don't even have so much as his resignation letter that's been released to the public. And again, very little information about what transpired over the last 3 or 4 months at one of the state's flagship institutions and involving one of its most prominent employees. And I'll wrap all this up by saying that this comes on the heels of the very sudden resignation last year of President Larry Penley at CSU. And the same sort of issues pop up with that resignation, where despite efforts from students, the media, the public in Colorado, even the governor of Colorado, to try to find out why President Penley suddenly resigned, the university has said nothing about this at all. And we even quoted Governor Ritter a couple of months ago as saying he thought that was inappropriate and that the Board of Governors of Colorado State University owed the public an explanation as to why Larry Penley resigned a job that was paying him more than $300,000 a year that the taxpayers were funding. But even that statement from the governor drew no reaction from the Board of Governors at CSU.
We're talking to Bob Moore, the executive editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan. It's about this this story in which, just to recount, if you're just tuning in, a story about how there was essentially a sexual harassment complaint about the former, well, at the time, current Colorado State University Police Chief Dexter Yarbrough. And the newspaper, what was this, over a course of weeks or months?
It unfolded over about 3 months.
Okay, so over the course of months, the newspaper was trying to get CSU, a public institution, to disclose the circumstances under which Dexter Yarbrough had left the school. And the school, CSU, again, a public institution, had been refusing to give out any information about that, any public documents about that. It came to light later that this was a sexual harassment investigation. And the issue here is not just, of course, this specific case, but the idea that when newspapers are financially struggling, government agencies, government-affiliated institutions like CSU feel more able to deny document requests, knowing that the newspaper might not have the resources to fight a legal case. And this is happening. This is a national issue. This is happening all over the country. David Simon, the director of The Wire, HBO's The Wire, wrote a Washington Post piece about how this has happened in the police department in Baltimore. This is really without the check on power. We potentially could have a situation where government agencies become less transparent because they know they can get away with it without well-resourced, well-capitalized newspapers. So let me ask you, Bob, before we gotta go, what's the upshot of this? I mean, what can the public do? What can the legislature do to maybe change the open records laws? How do we actually combat this? Because it seems like such a big problem, but it's not clear how to actually go at this.
Yeah, and that's a great question. I mean, one of the short answers is, this is, I think, another reason why the public needs to make sure it's supporting its local newspapers. The long-term answer to this is to have a healthy media industry where they have the financial wherewithal to file these lawsuits. It may cost tens of thousands of dollars. The second issue, I think, is Colorado needs to sort of revisit the whole open records process, because right now, If a government wants to deny public records, the onus is sort of on the person seeking the records to go to court and file a lawsuit in order to try to pry those records loose. Other states, I think, have better processes that are more keen to making sure that the presumption is there that records should be open. And I spent a lot of time in Texas, so I'll just give you an idea of how the process works down there. If a government wants to decline a request for open records, it can do so only by seeking an opinion from the Attorney General of Texas that the records they're seeking to withhold fall under one of the very limited exceptions in that state's Open Records Act. And obviously, the Attorney General, being an elected official in Texas, is going to be very sensitive to the issue openness in government and doesn't want to be seen as being needlessly secretive. Because that process is in place before anybody has to go to court, it makes governments much more responsive to open records requests, and makes them much less likely to decline those open records requests simply because they think the person filing the request doesn't have the financial wherewithal to pursue it, because it doesn't cost anything to fight this with the Attorney General. They've got a great process to set up.
In that case, the government has to take an affirmative action to block the release. An elected official effectively has to take an affirmative action to block the release of public information.
Right, and you have a bureaucracy set up as a result of that has this tremendous expertise in the state open records laws, and it's that bureaucracy with that expertise that has to make the decision, and it's not someone who just can sit back and say, you know, we really know this is public record, but we're going to not release it because we don't think you're going to go to court and risk $15,000 trying to get us to release it. That's a bad public policy situation, and I think especially as newspapers and other media institutions go through their financial difficulties, you're going to see more and more governments exploiting that where they can, and I think that's just something terrible for the health of our democracy.
Bob Moore, the executive editor of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. It's www.coloradoan.com. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me on, David.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That was Bob Moore, the executive editor of the Fort Collins Coloradoan, recounting to us a story whereby the newspaper was denied by CSU in its attempt to get public documents about a sexual harassment case involving the top law enforcement official at the school. Bob was basically telling us that the school, and he thinks government in general, is going to become more willing to try to deny public documents requests as the newspaper industry faces trouble, knowing that the newspapers may not have the resources to fight such denials of requests. It's a really fascinating and scary issue. And this is why, you know, the challenges of newspapers are really not just for the challenges of one industry. Without that newspaper watchdog there, we could get a much more closed, opaque government. All right, after the break, we're going to go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. We got three lines open. Talk about any of the issues we brought up today, talking about immigration, open records, the new tobacco tax, the new oil and gas rules. 303-713-7600, it's 823. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Traffic is not so bad around the metro for us. Normal southbound 925 jams. Now we've got a crash there around I-70. That's causing some backups to I-76. Also really heavy coming out of North Glen, beginning at 120th Avenue. Snow flying up in the high country. Really bad visibility issues. Already a couple crashes on I-70 on the westbound side. First at Empire and another one up by the tunnel. So just to give you an idea, we've got some really slow speeds up there. If you're traveling to get some skiing in, this spring storm is headed our way, and you will hit the delays coming in and out of the high country on I-70. Same deal on 285. Back around Denver, normal jams on 225 in Aurora, Parker Road to 25, and the northbound side there from the spillway up to Iliff. And starting to see the normal jam, 6th Avenue coming in from Lakewood at Sheridan. And on the turnpike, seeing more traffic heading westbound towards Boulder, beginning at Sheridan as well. Your forecast, cloudy and cold, snow showers developing before noon. 2 to 4 inches of accumulation around Denver, 3 to 6 inches wet.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses. But all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent Office with 50 locations. Make that four words. IntelligentOffice.com.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Leptopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
Friendly advice. We'll show you practical tips and techniques used by professionals to get the results you're looking for. And you'll always find a wide selection of our high-quality paint. Plus, all the tools and supplies you'll need to get the job done right. At Ace, we keep painting simple, so you can enjoy the satisfaction of making a big difference for a small price. Ace, the helpful place.
Tom Hartman. Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman program, is the firing of Rick Wagoner a step toward full-on socialism in America? And if so, so what? I'll challenge Dan Gaynor, the Business and Media Institute. Plus, our resident economics guru, Dr. Ravi Batra, will be here to give us his thoughts on the economic climate and answer your questions. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
827, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. A lot of news this morning. There's an emergency meeting of the State Senate Appropriations Committee this morning at 7:30 to potentially pass, in a surprise move, the bill to end educational segregation in this state. The bill that would allow children of undocumented workers to have access to in-state tuition rates. This bill would not cost the state any extra money. State Senator Ted Harvey, the Republican, is out of town, and the Democrats called this emergency meeting to pass the bill out of committee. Not pass the bill. There's nothing shady about passing the bill. If they were passing the bill into law, I might say it was shady. But just to get it out of committee so that every senator can vote on this bill. And the thing is if, you know, the Republicans are claiming this is outrageous, Ted Harvey's away, and Ted Harvey, if he was there, he'd be able to block the bill in committee. Well, what's more outrageous, blocking a bill in committee and not allowing it up for a full vote in the Senate, or passing it out of committee when one guy's gone and letting the whole Senate vote on it? If Ted Harvey really hates this bill, he can vote against it on the floor of the Senate. Right? This is not to pass it into law. So we ask the question, do you think the Democrats are being shady by seizing on a moment of temporary Republican weakness where their state senator, Ted Harvey, is out of town to pass this bill? Is that shady, or is it more shady to try to bottle the bill up in committee and not allow the whole Senate to vote on it? And we talked about today's April 1st, the implementation of the new federal tobacco taxes, raising billions of dollars for the state Children's Health Insurance Program. I think it's good news, more money for that program. It's an important program, but I still am a little queasy about funding part of our health care system through a revenue stream that asks people to make bad health care decisions, in this case, smoking. Now, we just talked to Bob Moore, the executive editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan. He recounted to us a story whereby CSU has been denying documents requests by the Fort Collins Coloradan about a sexual harassment case involving the chief law enforcement officer at the university. And CSU had denied some documents requests, and it was Bob Moore's assertion that part of the reason was because the government and government-affiliated institutions like CSU know that newspapers are now under-resourced and can't fight for those documents or have less of an ability to fight for those documents in court. And that when your newspaper industry is struggling, you lose a check on power. A couple more stories, national stories, just to fill you in. Controlled bankruptcy on the horizon. New York Times says the government is seeking to ease GM into a controlled bankruptcy by persuading creditors to agree to cleave the company into two pieces. Now, of course, yesterday we talked about the Wall Street Journal story about how the Obama administration's underlying strategy, championed by a hedge fund manager who the administration appointed to oversee its auto policy, is to try to get auto workers to take pay cuts and health care benefits cuts. Obviously, in bankruptcy court, once you're in bankruptcy court, the judges there have the authority to shred union contracts. Chicago Tribune. Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius, President Barack Obama's choice to head the Department of Health and Human Services, did not pay $7,040 in income taxes that she and her husband owed between 2005 and 2007. It's unbelievable. I mean, come on. Pay your damn taxes. New York Times. Al Franken, the comedian-turned-politician, won a potentially decisive court ruling on Tuesday in his bid to replace Norm Coleman. A lot of people think this might be the beginning of the end of Norm Coleman and the beginning of Senator Franken. Financial Times. U.S. authorities have launched more than a dozen criminal investigations into possible fraud involving bank bailout money, the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Assets Relief Program told Congress on Tuesday. Here's some good news. Campaign finance reform backers, this is from Roll Call, unveiled their latest proposal Tuesday to establish a national public financing program for House and Senate campaigns, calling the plan the next step in an effort to curb lobbyist influence on Capitol Hill. There's an AP story saying that these campaign finance reformers are now asking the White House to support this bill. No word from the White House yet. And then I saw this from the Washington Post blog. Nominee for Treasury's number two helped draft legislation deregulating the banks. Tim Geithner's new nominee for number two at the Treasury Department, Neil Wolin, played a key role in drafting legislation in the late 1990s, deregulating the banking system. A former Treasury Department official confirms to us, I'm not surprised by this. The chief of staff of the Treasury Department, of course, is Mark Patterson, a former Goldman Sachs lobbyist who had specifically lobbied against executive pay restrictions. So get in on the conversation. We'll talk about any of these issues. 303-713-7600. Is the tobacco tax a good idea?
Hell no.
Turk's against it. I'm basically for it with some reservations.
I got a bone to pick with Tar Trujillo.
I didn't realize it when we were all going through the S-chip thing that it would affect me.
Yeah, man.
And smokers.
It does affect the smokers.
Me and this were a dying breed, literally.
Well, that's a good thing. If you're a dying breed, there's going to be more people alive.
I'm all for more funding for education and helping kids out. But I don't think you can, you know, basically put the whole thing on tobacco users. And that's what it seems like.
I don't know, man. I go back and forth on this. I mean,
did the caller get through that said, you know, legalize prostitution? Make them pay for it?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Do that.
I mean, we should legalize marijuana.
Expand it a little bit.
We should legalize marijuana and tax it, that's for sure. That's going to
create some jobs, too.
That's going to be my column this week. I'm sure I'm going to get flack from that. It's going to be my column coming out on Friday. Papers everywhere. So give us a call, 303-713-7600. Do you like the tobacco tax? Is it a good idea? Do you think Democrats in this Colorado legislature are being shady by potentially forcing, using a Colorado state senator's absence to force the tuition equity bill to the floor of the state Senate? Not to pass it, just out of committee. Is that shady? What do you think about that bill? 303-713-7600. We got one or two lines open here, so give us a ring. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
And Dave, you should hear the stuff that's being blown out on the blowhard right-wing radio about that whole Senate Bill 170.
And I forgot to mention, Facebook me, David Sirota. You can Twitter. I'll read out anything you write on, well, not anything, but I'll read out if you send me a note on Twitter, David Sirota, DavidSirota. www.twitter.com. You can email us at AM760, instant message us. Can reach us a bunch of different ways, and we get them all, and I'll read off as many as I can.
I know my bosses even hate me now. Daryl Luby hates me.
Daryl, I love you. Please.
Even though we
don't agree on the Senate Bill 170, we still love each other, right?
We had him in here. He and I argued, and he basically admitted it is a two-tiered system as we have now, and he said he couldn't give me a good reason as to why to preserve the two-tiered system. All he could say was, well, I don't think undocumented workers should be here.
Right.
And as you know, as the whole issue with this is, look, we can have that debate, but the question is, why preserve the segregationist system? That's really the question for lawmakers right now. I'm all for it. I think the Democrats should play hardball, get this through.
All right, David, I'm going to take a look at traffic here. Got a crash southbound I-25 near 70, causing really slow and lengthy backups to I-76. Also busy heading out of Northland at 120th. So really that trip from Northland to Denver, a real nasty one right now. Northbound side, starting to see some heavier traffic there in the bridges around DU. Going to break free around 6th Avenue. Got an auto ped crash, Leechdale in Quebec. That's going to take you quite some time to get through that intersection. Pretty busy there. In the high country where most of our problems are right now, snow is coming down pretty hard. Visibility issues, whiteout conditions, an earlier crash westbound I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel. That's in the cleanup phase. Also got one working there around Empire. Your forecast, cloudy, scattered snow showers and flurries, becoming a steady accumulating snow later on. Our high will be close to 40, right now 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Take that tax refund check and stimulate your life. Mile High Harley-Davidson of Parker and Aurora has an incredible selection.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make you drowsy. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Right now, you can get 10 free Claritin tablets for 10 free days of non-drowsy allergy relief with the Claritin 30 Plus 10 Bonus Pack. 10 free tablets, 10 free days of relief at a store near you. Use as directed.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIps.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest tech candidates. Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because Dice focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually, we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through Dice.
Dice is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
And for all, Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Leptopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 34 degrees, supposed to go up to 42 with some snow today in the forecast. All right, let's go to the phones. Jack in Arvada. Jack, how you doing?
Hi, David. You know, the Republican ideology is so sickening. And I was going to talk about the Appropriation Committee meets every day, according to what I heard.
Right.
At 7:30. And for them to do that is fine. That's part of the system. Harvey was calling from Florida, wherever he was. He was just complaining and griping about how unfair the Democrats were. Well, they forget how unfair the Republicans were the last past 8 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not one of these people who's necessarily eye for an eye, right? I mean, I don't want the Democrats to sort of go out of their way to mess with the Republicans just to mess with the Republicans. But I do think you're right. Like, this is part of the process. You know,
they have to defend themselves, David. They have to say something in the matter of this Dream Act bill. People are wondering about what has Ritter done. Has he done any work behind the scenes? Maybe this was part of his solution.
To bottle in committee, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's interesting. That's And we talked to Chris Romer about this, and this is a really fascinating, underreported part of this story, right? The bill gets referred to the Appropriations Committee, and Romer's contention was, look, it didn't need to be referred there. And he implied that the Democratic Party of Colorado in the legislature referred the bill to this committee, knowing that the committee was going to be... it was going to be difficult to get the bill out of committee. So, so Romer implied, now I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he implied, if you listen to what he said, he implied that the Democratic Party made a calculated decision to potentially put this into a committee that was designed to bottle the bill up.
Right. Yeah, but I think it worked otherwise.
And right, and so now Chris Romer, who I really like, you know, he basically has said, all right, look, And Abel Tapia, the chairman of the committee, has said, all right, look, we got a moment of opportunity here. Ted Harvey's out. Let's get it out of committee. And I would understand the crying and moaning by the anti-immigrant people. I would even understand it if this bill was going to pass into law based on this move. But it's just passing out of the committee. If Ted Harvey and the super extremist fringe right wing wants to vote against this,
they'll do it
on the floor of the Senate, right?
And if there's a lawsuit, so be it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
I mean, I think what's more of a travesty would be bottling this bill up in committee and only letting, you know, ten people on that committee decide the fate of a bill that's really, really important. But the whole Senate should vote on this thing. And I think if Democrats have to seize a moment of opportunity in order to make sure that all of the Senate gets to vote on this, then I think that's okay. And if Ted Harvey is outraged about this, he'll have his chance to vote against this on the floor of the Senate.
That's exactly right. The other thing that I need to mention is this. Tom Tancredo and Peter Boyles are irrelevant in the Hispanic community. I mean, you know, if silence is contempt, and they don't get any calls. Peter does not get any calls from Hispanos. And I listen to both, you know, between your station and Peter Boyles. And I can tell you something, that with Hispanos, Peter Boyles doesn't measure at all. It's silence is contempt, and that's exactly where it's at.
And the thing is that I want to be clear. This is a bill that will definitely disproportionately impact the Latino community. But I don't care if you're Latino, black, white, you know, anything. This is a straight up human rights issue. Are we going to have education segregation higher in our higher education system or not?
But at the front of the parade are the Latinos.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. This bill disproportionately impacts Latinos. But I'm saying, all I'm adding to what you're saying is that you don't have to be Latino to understand the importance of this bill.
It's a matter of fairness.
Right. It's a matter of
fairness and benefit for the community, really.
We got rid of segregation. We supposedly got rid of segregation many years ago. And now it's time to get rid of it, root it out in our education system. Hey, Jack, thanks for the call, man.
You bet.
8:46, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We got two lines open. We've been talking about the move in the state Senate to use a moment of Republican weakness, where State Senator Ted Harvey is out of town, to pass this bill out of the committee and on to the full Senate. Republicans and right-wingers are screaming that it's not fair. I don't really get it. I mean, I think it's less fair to keep bill bottled in committee than to have it moved out of committee and put onto the floor. Let every senator vote on this. Ted Harvey, all you extremist right-wingers, you get plenty of chances to vote against this on the full floor of the Senate. Why do you think you should be able to bottle it in committee? And here's an interesting question. Jack just raised the idea. Do you think there's veracity to the idea that the Democratic Party in Colorado is behind trying to bottle this in committee? It's a good question. Why'd they refer it to that committee? A committee where they knew Senator Mo Keller would oppose it and potentially try to kill it. 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Ron in Littleton. Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
All right.
I agree a lot of parts with the bill. But, the Hispanic, and I have some friends of mine who are Latino. They say, what's the big thing about it? I wouldn't send my kid up to, even if they were undocumented. So I wouldn't send my kid up to Boulder CU. I'd send him where he'd be comfortable. And a lot of the, you know, younger kids, they'll rather go to Metro, CSU, CSU Pueblo, UCCS, Adams State, because there's an attitude and a climate up in Boulder. Hey, it may be a, you know, a lot of people think as a plural ecotopia, but, and then I've talked to, you know, African-Americans who I worked with who are athletes up there. Boulder is not the place to be. It's very racist underneath.
Well, but the issue in this bill is for the entire university system, so it's not just Boulder. I mean, we're talking about the entire unit.
Okay, but as the preference goes, is you know people have made a big thing about Boulder, and I just know that most people I know who are Latino rather have their kids go down the CSU, Pueblo, Adams State, UCCS.
Well, there is a fear. There is definitely, I think, people have voiced a fear that, well, if we do this, it's going to squeeze out spots in the university system at Boulder, for instance, for other kids, children of citizens. And Chris Romer has said he is pushing concurrent to this. He's pushing a bill to increase enrollment numbers in general, so that just to essentially address the concerns of those who want to make this out to be a binary situation where if we do this tuition equity bill, if we end educational segregation in our state, that there will be some sort of competition, or we will increase the competition, or we will potentially take out of the hide of citizens their opportunities in the higher education system. And Chris Romer said he's pushing a bill to increase enrollment levels simply to address that concern. Ron, thanks for the call. All right, do we got time for one more call? Yeah, I think we got time. All right. Let's do Rick and Aurora. Rick.
Hi, David. Hope you can hear me okay.
I can.
Okay. I just wanted to comment on the cigarette tax. And while I'm not a smoker myself, and I certainly believe that children deserve health insurance, I think it sets a dangerous precedent that we have taxes going after small minorities to pay for big majority things. I think it creates an issue where people are going to be more against government because it's picking on people. And like in Colorado, we have Tabor, so that the legislature can't even raise taxes. And then we're seeing, you know, like fees go up for other things. So is it going to create a world where the general tax revenue isn't used for things the general tax revenue should be, and it's going to create resentment in government as they try and find little niche groups to take money from in sort of non-traditional ways?
Well, my problem with what you're saying is that's the kind of argument that the right wing uses to argue against a progressive income tax. When more and more people less and less people, fewer and fewer people make more and more of the money in society, the right wing makes this argument, well, the tax system is unduly taxing the top 1%. Well, the problem is that the top 1% has most of the money. That's why a lot of the tax revenue is coming from the top 1%, because that's where most of the money is. So I would just warn you, and maybe you're a conservative and you agree with that argument, I would just warn you that there is an underlying principle, I think, that you've got there. And I worry about the cigarette tax making part of our healthcare system contingent on people making bad healthcare decisions, contingent on people smoking. But the idea of we're picking on a small population, you know, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of smokers, and I'm just not there. I don't think we're talking about that small a population for that particular argument, for me to agree with that particular argument. And I worry about that argument because, again, that's the argument that the right wing uses to say we shouldn't have a progressive income tax.
Hey. You can tie that if you are making an extraordinary income, then you have maybe more of a burden to help society. I think you could make that argument. But to tie smoking has anything to do with children's health insurance,
right.
I think it's a much greater stress.
All right, let me counter real quick and just say that maybe not children's health insurance, but certainly you can tie smoking to undue or disproportionate costs on the healthcare system as a whole. It's a good point, though. Good call. 303-713-7600. I didn't mean that patronizing either. I mean, that was you made a good point. 8:53. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, we had an earlier crash outbound I-25 around I-70. That one's cleaned up. Now got one around 58th. So that's making trip into downtown pretty treacherous for us. Beginning around North Glen, still have the jams up there. Also going to hit the brakes once you get to Interstate 76, getting closer to downtown. Northbound side, busy there from Downing Street Bridge up to 6th Avenue. Also some heavier traffic westbound 36, Church Ranch to McCasland. Eastbound side also stop and go beginning at Federal Boulevard and won't break loose until you get to the interstate there at 25. Still working an auto ped accident, Leedsdale and Quebec. And in the high country, accident westbound I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel. A new one as well, a rollover crash on the westbound side after Georgetown, and that one's a real mess. It appears that car did end up into the eastbound lanes as well. So driving in the high country, pretty brutal if you can. I'd avoid it if you can. That driving around the high country, very slick. That's going to begin before the Eisenhower Tunnel and not going to break loose until after Eagle. Your forecast, cloudy and cold. Snow showers developing before noon, 2 to 4 inches of accumulation around the city. Look for a high of 40. Right now, 37 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to stop dreaming and start living. Mile High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker has a huge selection of new and used motorcycles, great financing.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to CSUGlobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's CSUGlobal.org or 800-920-6723.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you.
Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
All right. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Stick around. We're going to hit the top of the news right now. We'll take your call, so if you're hanging on, hang on.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to go it alone. With one easy phone call to Turnkey Tax Relief, you can find out what your tax settlement options are. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. It can all be taken care of quickly and could even reduce your tax debt by up to 97%. Turnkey Tax Relief is staffed by professionals, including former employees of the IRS. We understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. Whether you're behind in filing your taxes, paying your taxes, if you've forgotten to pay employee payroll taxes, it can be scary. You don't have to go it alone. Call Turnkey Tax Relief right now. It could save you thousands. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. That's 1-800-400-4029. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. He's in London, but President Obama is making more travel plans. A visit to Moscow in July, as he and the Russians have agreed to reach a new nuclear arms deal before the existing one between the two countries expires in December.
The presence of these deadly weapons, their proliferation, the possibility of them finding their way into the hands of terrorists, continues to be the gravest threat to humanity.
It's thought those talks will lead to progress on other issues. Mr. Obama also met with China's president, accepting an invite to go there later this year. On the economy, the president called for consensus among world leaders to restore confidence. It's a wild scene in the streets of London. Protesters out in force calling it Financial Fool's Day ahead of the big economic summit.
It is really turning. It was an atmosphere of just protest to one of quite serious violence. A bike at the moment is being held aloft, possibly to be used as a missile towards the police, and the police are taking no nonsense here.
Reporter Tom Parminger of Britain's Sky News. 85-year-old Ted Stevens, disgraced and convicted in a corruption case, lost his Senate re-election bid last fall in Alaska. Now a dramatic shift from the Justice Department as he was fighting for a new trial. Here's CBS's Stephanie Lampadakis.
The Justice Department has filed a motion to set aside the guilty verdict against former Senator Ted Stevens. In addition, Attorney General Eric Holder released a statement saying he personally decided that Stevens will not be retried. This is more than an embarrassment. Defense attorneys and an FBI agent have alleged prosecutorial misconduct, and the motion reveals that new evidence was found just last week that would back up Stevens's claims.
Homebuyers appear to be taking advantage of discounts. Pending home sales rose in February by just over 2%.
These are still depressed levels, so we've got a way to go, but the indications are that it will be picking up in the months ahead.
Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors. The government says construction spending fell for the fifth straight month in February. The April Fool's joke may be on those behind the latest computer worm. They initiated programming changes to try to infect more computers on April 1st. CNET's Larry Maggott watching the activity at the big security firm McAfee, where the impact so far today does not appear to be widespread.
Some infected machines have attempted to get in touch with their master computers, but so far they haven't gotten through.
That could be because security companies have successfully blocked access, but it's likely to keep trying and could get through later.
After a Boston hearing this morning, Barack Obama's aunt can stay in the country for another year before her asylum case will be heard. She was ordered deported to her native Kenya 4 years ago, but stayed here in public housing. One lawyer says going home would be too much of a risk because of her famous nephew. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 50, the NASDAQ is ahead 7. This is CBS News.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges.
Right out of the box, without IT expertise, at a price that any business can afford.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances.
That's 888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about GEICO? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO last year. Second, GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, GEICO has been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Another storm system is heading our way and should be here within a few hours.
Right now there's some snow in the mountains and that's going to continue to become widespread and that's going to shift on to the Front Range and Plains late this morning and this afternoon.
Bernie Meyer with the National Weather Service says we can expect 2 to 4 inches of snow before the storm moves out tonight. By Friday night, another system moves in, and that one could dump up to a foot of snow in Denver. It's already coming down in many parts of Colorado.
If you're heading anywhere into the mountains, you should anticipate finding snow this morning.
CDOT's Mark Altman says it's already snowing fairly hard at the Eisenhower Tunnel and on Vail Pass. Traffic is coming your way in a moment. The Broncos say they've had enough of quarterback Jay Cutler and vice versa. Denver saying it will trade Cutler. ESPN analyst and former Bronco Mark Schlereth is not impressed with the quarterback.
It's like, I'm going to go home. I'm going home. I'm taking my ball with me, and nobody gets to play anymore.
Several teams are reportedly interested in trade talks for Cutler. A judge has rejected a union's request to block the firing of 11 sheriff's deputies by Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper. A proposal to allow illegal immigrants to pay in-state college tuition is up for another vote today at the state capitol, and closing arguments are expected this morning in Ward Churchill's lawsuit against the University of Colorado. Sports: Nuggets clinch a playoff spot. They're in the number 2 spot in the Western Conference after beating the Knicks last night 111-104. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some leftover delays on both I-25 as well as eastbound 36. This near Pecos as you are making your way towards Denver. That due to a late accident that occurred right around 58th. The rest of the highways are starting to recover pretty quickly. Now in the high country, we're looking at wintry driving conditions from about Georgetown to Vail. Multiple slide-off accidents being reported through that stretch. Chain laws are going to be in effect over Vail and Loveland Passes as well as both direction to 70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel. As far as the surface streets go, they're cleaning up an accident, Leedsdale and Quebec. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Soopers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy most. You'll save more on potatoes, bagged salads, carrots, oranges, and dozens more. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
I'm like you. I'm a regular dude.
At Schultz.
Everybody makes a big deal out of it. Oh, are the Democrats, are they gonna be with Obama on the budget? On some things they will, on some things they won't. Hey, it's a new day.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
With this president and this administration, you can actually speak up. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to raise your hand and say, hey, what's happening?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
907 here in Denver. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
303-713-7600. We got two lines open. It's 32 degrees in Denver, going up to supposedly 42, and we're supposed to get some snow. I'm kicking it with my my sweater vest, my Mr. Rogers sweater vest here. Decided to throw this on. I'm not supposed to take it out of the house because it's pretty slothy. But today's a sweater vest kind of day. It's like milky skies out there. It just felt like going all Mr. Rogers today. And I looked at my hair in the mirror yesterday. I'm going grayer than Mr. Rogers ever was. It's pretty pathetic. 303-713-7600 is the number. In the first hour, we talked about the State Senate Appropriations Committee meeting at 7:30 in the morning this morning to try to pass the tuition equity bill ending educational segregation in our state. The drama behind this is State Senator Ted Harvey, the Republican, is out of town today, and so Democrats called the meeting knowing that without Harvey's vote against the bill, they could probably get it out of committee and to the full Senate for a vote in the full Senate. Republicans and the right wing are screaming and whining and moaning that this is not fair. I think what wouldn't be fair is letting this bill, and a bill as important as this, just get bottled in a committee. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Then we talked to talked about the April 1st. This is a day, a couple things are going into effect today. The new federal tobacco tax, all that money on the new federal tobacco tax would fund the state children's health insurance program. I think it's good to fund that program, but I'm not going to lie, I'm a little queasy about funding it with tobacco taxes. I mean, only for the reason I don't have sympathy, frankly, for smokers. I mean, I have sympathy. I think it's an addiction, but I don't have what I might call budgetary sympathy for smokers. But I do think it might not be good public policy to fund part of our healthcare system with a revenue stream that requires people to make bad healthcare choices. Then we talked to Bob Moore, the executive editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan, which the paper is in a scuffle with Colorado State University. The university has refused the paper's request for documents pertaining to the university's chief law enforcement officer and charges potential sexual harassment allegations against him. And the university's refusing their documents requests. And Bob Moore, the editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan, has said that he thinks that what's going on is in part that the government and government agencies are seeing that newspapers are under-resourced right now, and that therefore government can withhold documents knowing that papers might be less able to fight for those documents, fight for that freedom of information in a court because of the legal costs. This is part of the problem with a potentially collapsing newspaper industry is that the government may become less transparent. And he was talking about passing stronger open records laws here in the state. What do you think? Give us a call. All right, let's go to the phones. We got two lines open, so if you call up, probably not long of a wait. But we still got folks on here. Let's go to Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Enjoy your show.
And thanks.
I am from the right, but I guess my question. Well, first of all, I have to say, you're talking about these kids and the double standard. You never have talked about the hypocrisy in Congress where they took away 1,800 vouchers for kids in the District of Columbia, while everyone in the Senate and the House puts their kids in private school. But we'll put that aside. I just think my question is this: do you think they should also be eligible for scholarships and loans on an equal footing?
I haven't given that enough thought. What I can say is that that's a slightly different issue, in that that's actually...
You're saying everything should be equal.
That's actually... No. That's a slightly different issue. That's taxpayer money actually going out. As we've discussed, this is a revenue-neutral bill. And, in fact, many people believe that it's actually revenue-positive.
Well, you've referred to apartheid and the difference in how we're treating these kids. Everybody should be treated equal. Why wouldn't you have
the line? Because a loan... And certainly a scholarship is a privilege. I mean, in-state tuition levels...
Is a privilege.
No, I think that's a right. No, that's a right. No, because you live in-state.
Right.
You live in state. And the thing is, it's not, there's no extra expenditure here by the state. So it's, that to me is a right. When the state has to do something that's an extra expenditure, it's more of a privilege.
Citizenship is a right. And that's what you're wanting to ignore. And the one thing you keep asking about, why would anybody want to do this?
If citizenship is a right, well, then why don't we have an easier process to make people who are here citizens?
Because we limit the amount of people that we want to make citizens. If you want to change that, go through Congress and do it the right way. Don't do it through the back door.
Okay, but Eddie, what's the positive benefit to the state of preserving the apartheid system?
That's the question I'd like to address. If people are bringing their families here to better themselves, and quite frankly, I don't blame them, but the more incentives you put before them to do that, the more you're going to have. So I would say the incentive and the advantage of doing this is to reduce the incentive to bring these kids in here and these families in here and reduce illegal immigration. And if you put this bill before a vote of the people in Colorado, it would go down. You know it would go down. Polls show it going down. But you're going to do it under the cover of darkness so you can get your vote out of the House. And I think the Democrats will
Under the cover of darkness.
Guess it's daylight at 7:30 in the morning when a guy's off the committee.
That's out of the committee. There's still going to be a vote on the floor of the Senate.
You don't think they're doing it?
Why do you not want the whole Senate to vote on it? Why not? Why don't you want the whole Senate to vote on it?
They're providing cover for that.
Why don't you want the whole Senate to vote on it? I actually think what's going on is that you're afraid that a vote of the whole full Senate will pass it.
Take it to the full Senate.
Don't say take it to the full Senate, then complain that it's getting put to the full Senate.
I'm simply saying they're doing this to provide cover for the one member who doesn't want to stand up and vote yay or nay on the Democratic side, from what I can see.
Which member?
Oh, that was in the paper this morning in the front page. I have to go dig it out. But
Mo Keller?
Looks like Abel Tapia, maybe.
Well, he's a proponent of this. He wants it out of the committee. He wants a vote in the full Senate. Look, I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Mo Keller.
Yeah. Your bigger point. I just have to disagree with you. I'll respectfully disagree with you. I think it is an incredibly elitist, an incredibly divorced from reality, and frankly, I'm going to throw this out here, folks, an incredibly white, that's right, white perspective to assume that people are coming here, particularly from Latin America, who are impoverished. They're coming here because Colorado offers in-state tuition levels. That is so utterly unbelievable.
They're coming here because they get free health care, because they get free education.
Free health care? Really? They get free health care.
They don't pay taxes.
You mean, okay, so the Republican comptroller of Texas, the mother of Scott McClellan, whose report found that undocumented workers contribute more tax revenue than they take, I guess she's lying. I guess she's lying. I guess she's lying too. I mean, here's the thing. You guys can call up and you can try to pretend that you're not xenophobic, that you don't have a problem with immigrants on some sort of ethnic level. But again, I'm throw this out here. Maybe people think I'm crazy, maybe people are going to freak out, but it's an incredibly, incredibly elitist, incredibly classist, incredibly white-centric viewpoint to assert that impoverished people from Latin America are coming to this country because they want to take advantage of in-state tuition levels. I mean, how utterly, utterly divorced from reality do you have to be? How incredibly unable are you to see the world from anybody's eyes except from a white, privilege-centric position? I'm sorry, people are not fleeing Mexico and the drug violence there that's fueled by our drug demand. They're not fleeing a Mexico whose farming economy was destroyed from NAFTA. They're not doing that to get in-state tuition in Colorado. And if you think that they are, check yourself into an asylum. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. Give us a call. It's 917 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Albert, Colorado Springs. Albert.
Good morning. Before I could cast my vote, If I had a vote in regards for yay or nay on the bill for in-state tuition. I just have a question that I've never heard addressed. And for you and I, if we were to apply to an in-state tuition or in-state tuition levels at a state college or university, there's a burden of proof that we have to present in order to receive in-state tuition rates. Is the same burden of proof going to be presented in this case, and how is that going to be met? Because in reality, there's a reason why there's in-state tuition rates, so that because we're paying state taxes, and those taxes whether or not, are going towards universities, whether or not we're attending those universities or not.
There's a burden of residential proof, yes, that you've lived here. In fact, in this bill, it stipulates you have to have been in a Colorado high school for a certain a number of years.
So that would be the burden of proof in order to say that, yes, that they have been in the state of Colorado for X number of years, so therefore they have an ability to prove residency.
Correct. That's right.
Okay. Well, then that would make some sense because they are paying the taxes and they're just getting the same level. I mean, it would make some sense. Or someone in the family is paying those state taxes at some level or somewhere along the lines. Whether it's
sales taxes, all sorts of taxes. That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, that was my biggest question because I never heard that issue addressed. Is how is the
right? I mean, this is not a bill. You can't just show up in Colorado. Actually, you can't just show up in Colorado as an undocumented person with children or as a citizen. You can't just show up in Colorado 2 months before you want to apply to school and get an in-state tuition. No one's proposing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, but that was just one of the things I had never heard addressed as to how that burden of proof was going to be met. I mean, for example, I would imagine that many of these undocumented people aren't filing state income taxes, so they wouldn't have the ability to show those.
Yeah, you have to be in a high school. And by the way, you have to also sign an affidavit saying that you will do everything you can to become a citizen as fast as possible. And State Senator Chris Romer has said, you know, if there was a way for the state to mandate that you become a citizen, it would. But the problem is that these children, many of whom were brought here when they were very young, who've been here their whole lives, you know, these children, they can't just simply say when they turn 17, hey, I want to become a citizen. There's no legal, because of federal law, there's no legal way to do that. Now, I've heard some people say, well, we should just deport them. Now, you know, if you want to be for that's fine. If people want to be for deportation, I mean, that's sick. Think about that. If you had grown up here your entire life, brought here as an infant, and then you think it's okay to sit for the government to simply say, all right, go back to your home country, quote unquote, your home country. I mean, that's really, really immoral, really, really inhumane. I mean, think about that. If you're a baby, you're born in, let's say, Mexico City, you're brought up here when you're 1 year old, 18 years old, U.S. government comes in, the Gestapo comes in and says, we're going to put you on a plane, drop you in the middle of Mexico City. That's what we're talking about here, folks. That's the issue of humane and inhumane treatment we're talking about. So when people say, oh, let's just deport them all, it sounds great until you actually think through what you're talking about and how sick it is, kind of thinking.
I am not for illegal immigration. I think that there are definitely many areas that need to be addressed.
I'm not for illegal immigration either. I think we got to deal with the problem in a holistic way. But if you deal with it punitively, it's going to have all sorts of terrible consequences.
And what we also have to look at is that if an individual has gone to a Colorado State high school, they have graduated from that university, they are have met the eligibility requirements to attend a university or a college, that is a person that has shown that they have some diligence, they have some intelligence, and they have the ability to put forth some effort to become a very productive member of our society.
And by the way,
no reason why we should kick a person like that out.
And by the way, the other point of this is no one's saying there should be preferential treatment. You still got to go through the academic rigors of getting into the school, et cetera, et cetera. This is just about tuition levels. That's why I say it really is an issue of segregation. It's tuition levels. Are you going to punitively charge the children of undocumented workers a higher tuition, a prohibitively higher tuition rate, or not? Hey, thanks for the call, Albert.
Thank you.
It's 9:22. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Bring it on. Bring it into this dojo. I'm wearing my My fighting clothes, my Mr. Rogers sweater vest. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Wax on, wax off.
That's right. I don't know if Mr. Rogers ever said that, but that's right.
Mr. Miyagi did.
Right.
And he was in a dojo once or twice.
He was in it. Bring it into my dojo.
All right, Dave. But traffic's still pretty brutal in the high country. A couple different crashes on I-70, both on the westbound side. One around the tunnel. Also got one there at just after Georgetown. And it sounds like that car was a rollover, ended up in the eastbound lanes. Driving is absolutely treacherous in the high country. Around town, still working this crash on the southbound side, a 25. Near 58th Avenue, delays back to I-76, and in the cleanup phase, still got a lot of emergency vehicles out there around Leedsdale and Quebec, an auto versus pedestrian accident been around there for about an hour and a half. And your forecast, cloudy, scattered snow showers and flurries becoming a steady accumulating...
Painting is a fast, affordable way to make a big difference. At Ace, we make it easier with expert help and friendly advice. We'll show you practical tips and techniques used by professionals to get the results you're looking for. And you'll always find a wide selection of our high-quality paint, plus all the tools and supplies you'll need to get the job done right. At Ace, we keep painting simple so you can enjoy the satisfaction of making a big difference for a small price. Ace, the helpful place.
Ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safe Light Repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Hey, honey, how was your day?
It was good, but I've been thinking, I don't know how we can afford for you to go back to school right now.
Actually, I've been researching CSU Global Campus. They have affordable rates and a tuition guarantee, so my tuition will never go up. And with online classes, I can work full-time and do my coursework in the evenings on my own schedule.
It's all online? Are you sure that's a real degree?
Of course it is. CSU Global Campus is part of the world-class Colorado State University system, so it's a real degree designed to fit into my real life. Undergraduate and graduate programs will help me at work right now before I even earn my degree.
Okay, that sounds great. Since CSU Global Campus's online program is so convenient and affordable, this would be the perfect time for you to go back to school.
Complete your bachelor's or earn your master's degree online from CSU Global Campus. CSUGlobal.org. Real university. Real degree. Real affordable. Really. Register now for May or June start dates. Go to CSUGlobal.org or call 800-920-6723 today.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
926, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 32 degrees, snow in the forecast. Let's go to Richard in Denver. Richard, what's up?
Yeah, Mr. Sirota, I'd just like to let you know that because some of us are against this bill, doesn't, as you have said on this program, make us far-right extremist, racist, doesn't make us segregationists. It's just not true. I personally can think of numerous times in my former profession where I went to the aid of illegal aliens, and I doubt if you ever have done that. And for you to say that those of us who disagree with that and use that kind of language and make those kind of insulting remarks about us, I find that very hurtful. And, you know, actually what I find it to be, I find it to be very Sean Hannity and Bill, excuse me, Bill O'Reilly-like.
Are you done? You done?
Yes.
You sure?
Well, I might have more to say on something that you have to say, but go ahead.
No, I'm just waiting to see if your rant is done. You're done? You're done?
My rant?
Yeah, you sure?
You insulted me and everybody who disagrees with this bill.
Well, clearly you didn't. You don't listen to what.
You called me a racist.
I called you a racist? Let me see.
A white issue.
John, can you check the podcast to see if I called Richard from Denver a racist? Do you mind checking that?
We'll check the record. You even qualified your statement saying you hated to say it, but this was a white thing. I would suggest that that infers that those of us who are white and disagree with this bill are racist. Correct me if I'm wrong, please.
You through? You done?
No. Have you got something to say?
Okay. Just want to make sure that you've got everything. You're done spewing the diarrhea. You're done, right?
Go ahead.
Okay. Had you listened, what I said was the specific caller who called up and said that people are coming here to Colorado because of in-state tuition, that in specific is a very white-centric assertion.
I didn't actually say it's racist. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't say that, so don't tell me I did. We're going to put you on hold for a second, and you're going to let me speak, and you're going to let me... You've had your chance, I'm going to have my chance. Don't hang up, we'll come back to you in a sec. Now, as for your assertion that I said that everybody who opposes this bill is a racist or far right or an extremist, I didn't say that at all. What I said is that there is an element of the opposition to this bill that is racist, that is extreme right, that is extremist in nature. Now, if you want to take what I said and extrapolate it into some sort of personal attack on you, Richard from Denver, or an attack on all opponents of this bill as having bad motives, I guess that's your right, but those are the voices in your head, my friend. Those are not my words.
Well, that's because you're very careful with your words and you're very good.
Exactly. I'm very careful with my words, and I'm very serious about my words. I'm a writer. I'm on the radio, and so when I say something that's particular, when I say something that's specific, it's because I've thought it through. And I'm serious about what I say. I don't just throw things out there.
Mr. Sirota, you previously mentioned something about one of the state legislators, I believe I have this correct, and you said that what they were doing or what they said inferred something. You can check that. I am suggesting to you that what you said regarding those of us who disagree with this, that you inferred that we were all those names, and you forgot segregationists. And I personally...
We have a segregationist system right now. I believe that.
Well, I think you're wrong. And for you
That's fine. You're entitled.
But you use the type of rhetoric that is almost inflammatory with all these names. The gentleman that you respond...
Okay, so you're going to call up here. You're going to call up here, and you're going to slander undocumented workers as illegal aliens. And then you're going to say that I'm throwing around unnecessary rhetoric. I mean... Give me a break. Really, give me a break. You go look up the definition of the term segregationist in the dictionary. We have a segregationist system, a two-tiered system. If it makes you uncomfortable that you are supporting a segregationist system, frankly, my friend, that's your problem. It's not my problem. It's a segregationist system. It's a two-tiered system. Maybe it should make you rethink your support for it. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I mean, really, it's really funny. Somebody hears me say something, admits that I've said something specific, admits that I haven't actually said what they're saying, and then gets offended because they're uncomfortable about the truth. If the truth makes you uncomfortable, then reevaluate your position. Don't attack somebody for telling the truth. Now, I don't have a monopoly on the truth. I'm not trying to be Bill O'Reilly here. But it's a segregationist situation, a two-tiered situation right now. If that makes you uncomfortable, if you're embarrassed that you support that, rethink your support for the situation. 9:32. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, Dave, things back to speed around Denver. Still working this crash involving a pedestrian, Leedsdale in Quebec. A lot of emergency vehicles on scene there, but those highway crashes on 25 now out of our way. Had one a little bit earlier on the southbound side at 58th, but speeds back in the 50s and 60s on all the major highways around town. Nasty driving conditions up in the high country. Chain laws in effect for commercial vehicles westbound and eastbound over Vail Pass at the tunnel and also over Loveland Pass. Icy and snowpack conditions on I-70 between Eagle and Georgetown. Snow is really coming down in the stretch. Visibility also going to be an issue for you. Your forecast, cloudy and cold with snow showers developing before noon, 2 to 4 inches of accumulation around the city. Highs in the lower 40s. Right now, 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Rocky Mountain Super Pass Plus is back. Three of the best Colorado resorts for only $399. Unlimited skiing at Winter Park in Copper, plus six.
You know, one of my favorite places to sing is my car.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
A 1962 Cadillac on a long road trip. I mean, what else are you going to do?
He's Match.com member Crooner Cool, and you can email him right now.
Baby.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
Hey, honey, how was your day?
It was good, but I've been thinking, I don't know how we can afford for you to go back to school right now.
Actually, I've been researching CSU Global Campus. They have affordable rates and a tuition guarantee, so my tuition will never go up. And with online classes, I can work full-time and do my coursework in the evenings on my own schedule.
It's all online? Are you sure that's a real degree?
Of course it is. CSU Global Campus is part of the world-class Colorado State University system, so it's a real degree designed to fit into my real life. Undergraduate and graduate programs will help me at work right now before I even earn my degree.
Okay, that sounds great. Since CSU Global Campus's online program is so convenient and affordable, this would be the perfect time for you to go back to school.
Complete your bachelor's or earn your master's degree online from CSU Global Campus. CSUGlobal.org. Real university. Real degree. Real affordable. Really. Register now for May or June start dates. Go to CSUGlobal.org or call 800-920-6723 today.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Credit card debt. It causes stress in your life. Arguments with your loved ones.
And collection agents calling you nonstop.
If you feel like you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and
stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Is stress taking over your life? Are you feeling overwhelmed by all the bad economic and political news these days? Does every news report just seem to bring you something new to worry about? I understand. That's why I wanted to give you something that will free you from all the stress and worry in 5 days. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. We all know how overwhelming life is right now. So we've developed a powerful new breakthrough product that takes all the negative stress that's working against you and makes it work for you. It's called The Solution. In just 5 short days, less than a week, you can feel empowered, fulfilled, and free from stress and worry. Please, let me show you how. Call right now and I'll send you a wonderful free tape. Please call now.
Take control of stress and worry now with The Solution by Lucinda Bassett. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-400-6314. That's 1-800-400-6314. 1-800-400-6314.
Let me tell you how it will be.
9:37. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. All right, let's go to Kevin. Kevin in Fort Collins has been hanging on. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, David. Good morning. Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
I'm not even going to call you David. I'm going to call you Mr. Sirota.
Hey, call me Dave.
Yeah, okay. All right, Mr. Dave. since the other guy was so formal about your name, I guess I felt like I had to be. But, you know, can I mention two things? One, I'd like to talk about this tuition deal, and the other thing, I'd like to talk about our paper here in Fort Collins. But I'll start with the tuition deal, that it's such a horrible thing to allow these kids to have in-state tuition here at CSU. Let me just put this argument on even footing, that I have some neighbors that live around here, and their children, it is such a horrible thing that they would even think of allowing these illegals to come here, that their kids go to drive up to Laramie, Wyoming, and pay out-of-state tuition there because it's cheaper than in-state tuition in Fort Collins at CSU. And the other daughter goes over to UNC because it's cheaper than CSU. Neither one of them go to CU, which they'd like to, because the tuition's even higher there than it is at CSU. So this straw man argument about we're giving them something couldn't be farther from the truth. I mean, in-state tuition at CSU is very high, and UNC needs students. CSU's enrollment is down. We're not giving them anything. If we could get these students to come here, now, CU may be a little bit different situation, David, but at CSU, enrollment's down, and it's way down at UNC. We need these kids to go to school here. It's a great economic thing to hoist them up in society and propel them on to a more successful life, which is going to help Eddie and the Mr. Sirota guy that called before. So it's really a good deal to do this. Now, as far as our paper goes, Mr. Moore, and I hate to say this, David, because he carries you in the paper, and I tell you, he does that for his own economic interest, because there's a lot of liberals up here and a lot of unaffiliateds that used to be Democrats in Fort Collins, and this paper is dying up here because of what the type of reporting they do, which is very right-wing. It's very similar paper to the Rocky Mountain News, which I dropped, because it reported things slighted so much in the favor of you know, kind of a conservative slant on everything, instead of just reporting from a journalistic slant, that, you know, which is why so many people listen to you and read your articles, because you are a professional journalist and you report both sides.
Well, I appreciate that, and look, there's a lot of issues here. I mean, I think you made the right point on the tuition equity issue, in that, again, nobody has offered up a really substantive reason as to why we should continue to have a segregationist system in our education, what benefit that does for our state moving forward. As it relates to the paper, look, I mean, I don't want to comment on the slant or lack of a slant on the Fort Collins, Coloradan, only because I read the paper, but I'm not a Fort Collins resident, and so you guys know better than me how you feel about that. What I will say, is that what Bob Moore, the executive editor of the Fort Collins, Coloradan, brought up was an issue for all newspapers, which is that all newspapers are potentially facing a situation where the government is going to start releasing less and less information, knowing that the newspapers industry's financial problems will make it harder for those newspapers to fight for the release of information. And whether it's the Fort Collins, Coloradan, or the Denver Post, or a conservative paper, or a liberal paper, it doesn't matter. This is a problem for our democracy. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call, man. 303-713-7600 is the number. It's 941. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. I am 760 Progressive Talk. 31 degrees going up to 43. Snow in the forecast. Let's go to Jerry in Denver. Jerry, hello.
Hi, good morning, David.
Morning.
In regard to the fellow who was calling you Mr. Sirota, under that guise, he was able to accuse you of some kind of nasty things. It would have been nice to have heard what was substantively his reasons why he was opposed to the in-state tuition provision that we're discussing instead of attacking you. I tend to agree with the most recent caller. I think it, most people agree that we're not about to deport 12 million people or thereabouts. So these people are going, for better or worse, are going to be here. And I can't understand why we wouldn't want anybody who's going to be here anyway, why we wouldn't want them to maximize their potential in terms of earnings and just their help for society in general.
Then that's the issue, right? I mean, why would you want to preserve a system that hurts somebody's ability to become a more productive member of society and a more productive member of the economy? Unless, I'll tell you why. And it's not everybody, but part of the opposition to this comes from people who don't care about the future. They're just angry at foreigners, at people who, at non-natives. I mean, there is a nativist sentiment in this, in some of the opposition to this bill. That's a statement of fact. It's ugly. It's nasty. And a lot of the nativist sentiment is cloaked in rhetoric that sounds perfectly rational and reasonable. But if you pretend that there's not a nativist and racist element in the opposition to this, that doesn't mean that everybody who opposes this is a racist or a nativist, but a large portion of the opposition, especially the organized opposition to this bill, if you can't acknowledge that there's a nativist sentiment in there, then you're just not acknowledging reality. And so,
yep.
And so I think, you know, Jerry, I think you're absolutely right.
Yes. And if I could just say one brief thing in regard to the tobacco issue, I know I also have some reluctance. I happen to do work involving seniors, and I see people on oxygen who cry that they still can't stop smoking cigarettes. But on the other hand, by increasing the taxes, it's going to be a deterrent for younger people to become smokers in the future. And I think we have to be happy with that effect, as well as it is an income source. Even if there'll be, God willing, a declining number of smokers, it is an income source to help us in times when money is so hard in order to come up with health insurance for kids.
Well, and I guess the flip side of this is that while I do have some concerns about making part of your healthcare system rely on people making bad healthcare decisions, that is, making your part of your healthcare system rely on people smoking, I guess the flip side is, look, if there's less people smoking, there may be less healthcare revenue from that program, but there'll be less of a financial burden on the healthcare system. I didn't think about it that way. Good point. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600 is the number. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Kay in Centennial. Kay.
Hi, David. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Interesting calls this morning.
Yeah, it certainly has been a good debate.
I'm calling in regards to when I was listening in the car and heard Eddie, and when the smoke started blowing out my ears over him. It reminded me of, do you remember, you're maybe too young to see it, a movie a long time ago of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
I know of the movie. I have not seen it, but I know of the movie, yes.
And there's a line from that movie where Sidney Poitier and his fiance have gone home to see her parents, and her parents are just totally appalled that she was thinking about marrying a black man. And Sidney Poitier and his fiance are talking, and they're saying, when is this ever going to end? When is this, you know, segregation ever going to end? And he says, I guess when I don't have to carry them on my back anymore, when they're dead and gone. And I think people like Eddie, that's what it's going to take, because he cannot see that we live in a one world. And there's no other country in this planet, no other country that I couldn't go to and I wouldn't be given every amenity they have in health care, in education. I wouldn't be denied anything.
Well, and here's an interesting thing that a friend of mine said over the weekend. We were talking about this. You know, other than the Native Americans, in a lot of ways, we're all illegal immigrants, right? We're all undocumented. I mean, how many people came over here 100 years ago from Ireland, from England? You watch the movie Gangs in New York, for instance. You see all the people coming off the boat. I mean, it wasn't so long ago that most of this country was quote-unquote illegal aliens. And so I think you're right. The lack of sympathy or regard for that. And again, this is why I think it betrays a nativist and in some ways ugly ethnic impulses, right? Because it's totally fine. It seems in the national psyche, it's totally fine that hundreds of thousands, millions of white ethnics came to this country in an undocumented fashion 80 years ago. That was totally fine. But if it's Latino undocumented immigrants, that's a huge national crisis. I mean, I do think that when you start really thinking about this, that a lot of this debate is so unbelievably white-centric.
Oh, it is. It's so elitist, too. It is, and it's also sexist.
How do you mean? How so?
Why is that people can go and adopt little girls from China? And that's okay.
Right.
Why is that any different?
There's so many undertows to this debate. And the thing is that at least when I host this show, and I'm sure when Jay hosts this show, I'm not going to be afraid to bring him out, right? I mean, it might make people uncomfortable. We heard that guy, you know, he was uncomfortable that I was calling our current education system a segregation system. Well, if it makes you uncomfortable, maybe you should reevaluate your position.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying mine is the only way to see it, that it is a segregationist system. You know, I'm not saying I have a monopoly on the truth, but I don't think calling it a segregationist two-tiered system is, I think it is the truth, and it's hard to argue that it's far away from the truth, and if that makes somebody uncomfortable, maybe they should ask their question about why they support it.
I don't understand why they think that these immigrants don't pay taxes.
Well, that's another canard. I mean, that's just another canard. It's another canard.
That's just sheer ignorance. It's
not ignorance. But that's the thing, Kay. It's not ignorance. It's willful ignorance, which means it's deception. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, real quick, we'll go to Marie in Denver. Real quick.
Yeah. Please do not be a coward and hang up on me. I'm an African American, and that 14th Amendment was made for African Americans. No one else, because no one else has come over here to this land like we did, shackled and chained by the neck and the ankles and the feet, brought over on a slave ship, packed in like sardines in a can. All right? And I'm tired of people using that 14th Amendment to try to come over here and take advantage of whatever. Let me tell you one thing. You are a journalist, and you tell people to look up in the dictionary for words. Illegal is illegal. You try to sneak into China, Germany, or any other country, you know, and see what happens to you. Illegal means illegal. And I'm tired of, you know, here we are, 46 million people, Americans without health insurance, and then if I were to come over here and have a baby, I could go to Denver General, Denver Health, and get the full ride of health care, and that Quest card for food stamps and everything. Get off of the African Americans' back about using our 14th Amendment for anybody else.
Okay, so the 14th Amendment, according to Marie, is only for black people. I mean, I don't really know what to say about that. You heard it here, folks. According to Marie from Denver, the 14th Amendment is only for black people. Marie, all I'm going to say is I respectfully disagree, and I think that most of Colorado probably respectfully disagrees. And actually, I think probably most of the black community would respectfully disagree. I'm gonna guess that. 9:52, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Calls keep getting weirder and weirder. Let's go to John Turk traffic.
Got really no situations to talk about around Denver and Boulder and the highways in between. 25 back to shape going in and out of downtown. Where you do want to watch it is in the high country right now where the snow is falling. It's going to be snowing just east of the Eisenhower Tunnel all the way through Vail. Chain laws in effect for commercial vehicles. Had a couple earlier nasty accidents there. One around Georgetown, another one up by the tunnel. So it is a slick drive for you in and out of the high country on I-70 this morning. Probably same deal on 285. Your forecast, cloudy, scattered snow showers. High close to 40 degrees. Right now, 38 downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or on...
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are reexamining expenses. But all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligentoffice.com.
From financial tips to gardening advice, check out their slow online booth on AM760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
Hi, this is Rihanna, and you've probably heard my music on the radio lately. Do you know there's a great new website called ratethemusic.com where you get to hear and rate all kinds of great new music before anyone else? And it's absolutely free. Log on to ratethemusic.com today. When you do, you'll be letting radio stations all over America know exactly what you want to hear on the radio. And you'll be sending the message to top record label executives too. Now you have a choice in the music business. It's called ratethemusic.com.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at OperationHope.org.
All right, 955, 32 degrees in Denver. Snow in the forecast. Try to squeeze in a few more calls for the top of the news. Kathleen.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I enjoy listening to you, David.
Thank you.
I think you're doing a wonderful job.
I appreciate it.
I'm wondering what is the status of the parents of these children?
Well, that's the whole thing. This is for children of undocumented.
Yes, but what does that exactly mean? Are they?
It means they're not citizens, and I believe it means that they're in this country not even in a way that's. Not with a green card, in an undocumented way. They're as the law looks at them, they are not documented. They're not within the legal system.
But are they here working, helping their children to get the education?
Well, I'm sure for the most part, we know that most undocumented workers are working. Yeah,
working
we know
people.
That. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a very sad situation in the first place because of the way that we take care of our immigration policy.
Totally.
When I came to this country, you know, I had to jump through hoops, more or less, and wait 5 years before, I could become a citizen. And they were very strict on it then. And I think, you know, we wouldn't have these unhappy situations, excuse me, put these children through this kind of situation if we would only follow the law.
Well, I think our federal immigration policy is completely screwed up. I think you're absolutely right, and this ultimately needs to be fixed at a federal level. The question for the state is what we do about the current situation. And I think that's what this bill deals with. Kathleen, thanks for the call. I got to take one more before we end the show. Dan, you've been holding on. You got about 30 seconds. How you doing?
Is this me?
It is. Go for it. You got 30 seconds.
Hey, Dave, you know what I wanted to just mention? You know, we always hear from the right wing about illegal immigration. Why don't we talk about illegal employment? You know, why don't we beat up the people that are attracting the people to come here? But no, we don't do that.
No, we don't do that. We don't do enough wage enforcement. I mean, that's the ultimate thing, right? It's not even immigration enforcement. The major reason to hire an undocumented worker is because you think you can get away with paying them below minimum wage, below wage prevailing wage. And that's because we don't have a government that enforces basic wage laws. If you want to get to the problem, you have a government that enforces basic wage laws. Thanks for the call. All right, this has been Wednesday. Another day filling in for Jay. He's doing better. He's on the mend. I'll be back here tomorrow.
Get the good stuff!
Somewhere under that winter grind is a showroom shine just waiting to get out. And your local Napa Auto Parts store can help you find it. With 7 different Eagle One car care products for just $3.99 each, like Eagle One Easy Dry Car Wash, Chrome and Wire Wheel Cleaner, and Tire Shine. Pick up 7 different Eagle One car care products for just $3.99 each today. For a limited time only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa.
Get the good stuff!
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose.